That's all I get. Walks off.
That's it.
Yeah. So, but it's all good. Lawrence is having a fabulous time. They went to a wonderful fellowship today. And I don't know if any of you've seen the pictures, but that mountain, as the sun was setting, that mountain was the one that me and Amber went to. Well, Mount Everest. The but the Nepali people, they took us up there.
Fishtail, it's called Fishtail.
Eh?
That's not K2?
Yeah, they drove us up. We got up at like 3 in the morning, and they took us right up into the mountain, almost to base camp.
Wow.
But it was a horrendous drive. It was scary as anything. But when you watch the sunrise, the ice turns like a pink. It's unbelievable. Like everything, all the top of the mountains were turning pink. And then the more the sun comes up, that turns from pink to like an orange. And then as the sun comes up, it goes back to like a white. But it was beautiful. But I know that Lawrence put some photos on today. I guess you must have saw them.
Yes.
And he was actually sat at the base down in the city of Pokhara, and he was looking up at that when they were eating. He said it was an amazing view.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. The people over there have such joy. I mean, it's humbling to watch the vid. It's humbling to watch that and see how much joy they have. And then me over here with everything to have all the joy, and then just recently get delivered from to have joy.
Yeah.
So it's really humbling, actually, to watch that.
You know, just watching them dancing.
Yeah.
Praising God. Yeah, they were dancing, praising God. It was just their pureness of hearts. And do you know what? It's no surprising that they get great results, because they're just so humble. They really are so humble. And the way that they greet them, you know, with the scarves and the placing of the spot, they sit them in the best seats, you know, they treat them with such respect and love. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing.
And the reason they understand the respect that they show, and it would be disrespectful if they didn't sit up there. But what is the dot? What is the dot in the sashes? Is like Hawaii when they give you the lei and stuff like that. Culturally,
it's just a respect and a welcome.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when they give their testimonies, the pureness of heart when they're sharing, just all the honor goes to God. They are just so. And if you think, a lot of them are illiterate, they don't read, they don't write, but they hear, and they hear, they believe what they hear, because don't forget, a lot of these, they live in small villages. So if somebody in your village gets healed, everybody knows about it. If you're having a fellowship and, you know, people are singing and they're praising God and they're saying it's the living God, you know, we're not talking about idols or religions. We're not talking about gods made of wood or God made of stone, the monkey gods, all the rest of it. No, we're talking about the living God. And he did this. Yes, he did this for my mother or for my father or whoever. And then they hear, and then as soon as somebody else, it's like, I remember a lady called Mrs. Mahajan, and I went to her fellowship, but this was in India. And the fellowship was actually, her home was made out of cow packs, and they didn't have electricity. So what they would do is they would hijack the electricity from the main road. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, because obviously God was on their side. But, you know, that people weren't electrocuted, because they would connect this little wire to the mains electricity out on the street, and they'd run it to these little mud huts.
Yeah.
And we were in there, and Mrs. Mahajan had, I believe it was like gangrene in her toe.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere she'd gone, the doctors were saying that this was an infection that was eating away at her foot. And if she didn't have the toe removed, she would lose her leg. And so she went to a fellowship the next day, and she told the person that was running the fellowship about what the doctor had said. And she said, no, God can heal that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she had a choice then. She paid hundreds of rupees, thousands of rupees, because obviously it's not like in England where it's a free national health service. She paid thousands of rupees to have her toe removed, or she heard what the lady said. She heard the testimonies. Okay, I'll believe God. He can heal my toe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a week later, we'd gone to another different fellowship, and Mrs. Mahajan was there. And she had her toe, her foot was fine, she had sandals on, she was blessed. And, of course, people saw what I saw in that hut.
Yeah.
And now, a week later, they're looking at her. Right, she did have, like, a tiny little mark, but you could see it was all healing. It was all beautiful. And so that was where the faith grew. People's faith, they saw with their eyes. Yeah. And even though God says, you know, it's not seeing, it's believing. It's believing, and then faith comes.
Right.
But these people, they saw the deliverance on Mrs. Mahajan, and well, they turned on in their hundreds. Absolutely turned on in their hundreds. And it's so beautiful. It was so pure and just a wonderful, wonderful time. I mean, Carl Morton's been quite a few times. He'll tell you things. It really does make you wake up and think, actually, like what you were saying a minute ago, Van, we have so much joy. We have so much to be thankful for, even though we live in a world of greed and desperation at times, you know, that if we just look for the simplicity of life and live in simple with no confusion, no complications, no fears, no worries, no doubts, you know, we get the odd blip, you know, and we get things thrown at us. You know, the world is bombarding us with rubbish from the news. And, well, I expect you've all heard of what's going on in the UK with our prime minister and all the rest of the jargon. But I was talking to Danny last night, you know, even though we see that, remember what Lawrence said? Don't say what, no, say what you want, not what you see.
Yeah.
So we see what's going on with the politicians, and they're just constantly battering one another. I think 3/4 of the population are totally against Starmer, but we don't need to be concerned, because if we're praying for those in governments, we're praying for those that have the authority and the rule, that they make the sound-minded decisions, then we're going to reap the benefits. And as me and Danny were talking last night, you know, even though inflation's gone up, it hasn't affected us. Even though people are switching their electric and their gas off, we haven't. Yes, I noticed that the prices have gone up, but it hasn't, God hasn't not fed us.
Right.
And like, we don't have jobs. We do not work circular jobs. We've done this 20 years, and God still takes care.
Amen.
So it is all down to faith. Really is all down to faith. Not looking at what is to the left, to the right, behind you, but pressing forward. Keep moving. You know, and if you can't be hit if you're a moving target. Just keep moving. And if you're moving with God, how powerful that is. Because he's the one that sustains us. He's the one that's called us. He's the one that sanctified us and set us apart. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And just like the Nepali people, you know, we just stay meek and humble, just look to him, and everything is absolutely amazing, except for my dog. I just need him to sleep, please.
Well, on the electricity, I had gone down to Chile, and I've been to Colombia, obviously, many times. But it's the same thing in Chile and Colombia. Same thing in South America. Their electric is just run. There's wires going everywhere. It's just amazing. But
wow.
The people, like in Chile, when I went to Chile, I went with the Morenos and Jaime and Joanne, and people drove. People drove for. It's a long country, so people got on a bus, and they rode for five or six hours to get where we were, so they could hear him teach the word, and then for an hour and a half, and they got back on the bus for a 6 and 7 hour ride back. And that enlarged my heart. So I can't wait to go to the next. Because I know this one here has said, we're going. So,
You have to just, it's an experience like none other. It really is.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
Yeah. And,
but
and,
I'm sorry, Carl Morton, I took over.
Well, that's quite fine. Because we were about to, like Lawrence always does, he starts with introducing the fellowship. But I think you already did, because you already started to share it.
Well, we're going to pray the solution for that dog to go to sleep and stay asleep.
Yeah. But anyways, this is the 4th of December, 2025, and we are on Zoom fellowship. And this is wonderful. So, Kim, since you're already there, would you like to open us up with a word of prayer, please?
Thank you for this wonderful opportunity, God. I thank you for your love and your goodness. I thank you for this fellowship tonight. I thank you for blessing Carl Morton, for hosting it while Lawrence is away. Thank you for him having a great night's sleep in Nepal. Just taking care of him and his needs. Thank you that his sleep is beneficial, that he'd be waking up quite soon, actually, and that he's energized and revitalized. But for us, I just thank you for a wonderful fellowship, for your love, that we have great testimonies, we have great sharings, God, and you just give us those heavenly words that are going to energize us and really excite us so that we can be those living examples of you. So I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Kim, and amen to that, definitely. Yes, I am very privileged and very thankful for being given the privilege to step in on Lawrence's on his trip, while he's on a trip to Nepal, so that Simple Norwegian can step in and be the host for this fellowship. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing. you mentioned, Kim, that being there, it's a great experience. And I remember my first trip since you mentioned it, I was inspired to share on this because my first trip, we went to Punjab, up northeast northwest of India, and we were traveling on by car and by bus and going from village to village, and there were some great experiences. I prayed God to show me things before I left Norway, and that was to see healings taking place, to be present so that I could learn how to heal and also be put on a spot where I could actually perform healing with the power of God within me. And we all have that. We all have Christ within. So we have been given that power. We have been given the ability. We have been given the authority to heal and to... because that's what it says. These signs shall follow those who believe. And... as I mentioned, we went to a small village, and there was a guy at this fellowship sitting next to, there were two people, two guys, two young boys at this fellowship. And I realized that one of them was fingering in the other man's hand. And I realized after a while that the one being fingered, he didn't have the ability to hear. He couldn't speak. He couldn't hear. He was deaf and dumb. So that he was being translated to by his friend by finger, some way of communication that they had established. Never seen anything like that before or after. So that I remember after the fellowship, people were invited to, if they had any need, to come forward and to stood up and he wanted to be ministered to. And I remember I was standing next to Sangit when Sangit was ministered to him. And I got this all on video. And it was an example that brings tears to my mind just thinking about it. Because he was there and then, he was healed to the point where he was able to make sound and he was able to listen. And the reason why I know that he was healed to the ability to hear was that the Sangit stretched his hands behind his head and he, like, what do you call it, flicked his fingers. And the guy, you know, he responded to that. And later on the following day, actually, we were sitting having a meal and I sat right across from this boy, young man. And while we were eating, I saw his eyes were suddenly fixed on something behind me and tears starting to come down his eyes. And to me, I wondered, what is this all about? And I turned around and there on the roof, on a small house behind me, sat a bird singing. That was the first time he heard a bird singing.
That's cool.
That was so cool. That was so cool. And his grandfather, who was present, he stood up. He was a man way old, up in his age. He was old, and he used sticks to be able to move. And he threw his stick away, and he danced, you know, because of the joy seeing his grandson being able to hear and speak. That was so intense. So, I mean, God is there for us. And, yeah, it was a great experience. So, yeah. So, Lauren's being there now. I pray that God will open things up, that he will communicate it to us later on, that we will be able to build our life on further. I mean, give us more bricks to build on so that we are able to see that path that God has previously prepared for us to walk in, so that the eyes of our understanding can be enlightened and we are able to perform like God performed, designed us to be. I mean, our natural environment is God. Our natural environment is God. Imagine that. Because living without God, that's awkward. That's then you are not really alive. You are just existing. But being in alignment with God, then you are actually alive. You are actually working the way you are designed to work and live. I have asked God to teach me more on this with words, with communication, and things that developed in my understanding is the word itself. How words have the not only the significance of being able to change things, but it has the power to do it. And when we speak God's words with belief in our heart and on our lips, we release God's power as we speak. Because when we say to this mountain, be you removed, it will happen. It shall happen, because it's a promise of God. God says that if you believe and you confess, you shall be saved, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10. We know that. So that's actually what it takes, faith and confession. So when we confess, the more we confess God's word, we are building our life to the normal structure we are meant to be. We are regaining the design that God designed us to live according to. Words are more than communication. It's like a computer. It's programming a computer. Every time you fill up details in your computer, it builds details so that it's able to perform. And that's how our mind is also more and more able to perform according to God's desire for us. Because, I mean, that's not strange that we are supposed to take every thought into captivity under Christ and to neglect everything that is pounding upon us from different kind of sources. We have one source that we are supposed to be focused on, and that's God alone, Him alone. And it blessed me to see that on one of the pictures that I received from Lawrence's visit down in Nepal now, where it says, according to my own remembrance, it says, look only to God. And that's why one of those things that caught my attention when I first started listening to Sangit's teachings, that it was look only to God, and that was not look to this person or that person or to any person. It was look to God, because I'm so sick and tired of being led by leaders, by being told by this preacher or that preacher or this leader or whatever or whoever what I'm supposed to do. And if I don't, I'm damned, you know. But that's not the way it works. We look only to God and Him alone. And Paul said, be followers of me. And that's a gutsy thing to say. But that's because he walked according to what God wanted him to do. So when we follow Paul, when he was walking as God wanted him to, I mean, he did make mistakes. I've done mistakes, believe it or not. So that we are all in the same situation. We fail, but still we keep on walking. We fail, but we shouldn't condemn ourselves. We fail, but still God loves us. And that's not because we are so damn good, but His love is so fantastic towards us, so that He just hugs us and helps us back on the road, and He leads us and guides us and tells us what to do. And His grace is all that we need. Everything that He has done for us, that's all it takes for us to be able to walk. So where did all this come from? I would love to ask Kim, I know that since you have been so early out of bed because of both the dogs and Lawrence himself, I'd like for you to be able to go early so that you can close down and find your pillow as soon as you desire so.
Can I just ask first, Sid, how did you come on the fellowship?
I know Fred Davenport.
Right. So they're out there together. Yes. Yes.
So you're a Texan, in other words.
Well, we met out in California a long time ago.
All right. Okay. That's good. Well, welcome in any way, Sid. We're a few light today because obviously some of them are away. Mm. And But the important ones are here. That's what I say. I'm boss because he's not here at the moment. So anyway, God's our boss. So, well, I shared quite a bit at the beginning. And, you know, again, I was speaking to my son last night. He's on here now, Danny, with his wife, Amber. And Danny rang me and we were chatting. And it really seemed like we were only chatting for about 15 minutes, even though he only lives like 5 minutes round the corner. But, you know, we finished off by saying, you know, when God revealed to Lawrence, at that back door, at our back door, because Lawrence was getting very frustrated and, a little disheartened. And he said, God, just bless me. You know, he really poured his heart out and he banged that, the back door, and he said, God, just bless me. And God said to him on that spot, Lawrence, you say what you want, not what you see. And I think, you know, for the last few years now, we've really focused on that. And we do know that it makes a huge difference that we don't confess the lack. We don't confess the negatives, but we say what we want. And I was chatting with Danny last night, you know, and we were speaking about lots of different little things. And at the end, when I look back and I was sharing with Danny, you know, all the things that I have spoken out loud to God, the things that I've wanted, I've gone with a heart for God, but in conviction. And, you know, like the house, the cancer, my children, you know, always lifting them into God's hand to keep them safe. You know, we have a wonderful family. Our kids are healthy and strong. And all along, I've never been one of the mothers that has been the negative, you know, afraid for my children, or afraid that we're not going to keep the roof over our house, or afraid that we're not going to have anything to eat. I've always gone with God in a positive manner. And it really sinks in, really, when you think about saying what you want and not what you're seeing. It's very easy to get entangled with the narrative and what's going on, but then we deny the power of God. Then we're saying that God's not bigger than our problem or our situation. And that is a lie. Now, it gets to a point sometimes that people actually believe the lie. But what we have to remember is that God never made a failure. And he's more willing to reward you than you are to ask for it. So saying what you want and not what you're seeing right now. Like when Lawrence sent me that picture, and he sat in the restaurant and you've got the mountains, and Amber, remember, because we drove all the way up there, and Lawrence said we were idiots for getting up at that time in the morning, but it was phenomenal. Like seeing that sunrise and coming over the top of that mountain, and it was a new day, and that God created that. God created the heavens and the earth. It was astonishing. It was a sight to behold, honestly. And to think that these beautiful Nepali people live there, they live amongst that on a daily basis, that they don't see lack. They don't see needs. That they're so consumed with loving people and loving God that they just enjoy life. Like seeing them up on the stage, dancing, you know, praising God, honoring God. And continuing on that path that God has placed them on, that they don't see any problems. They don't see negatives. They just know that when they go to God, God answers their prayers, whatever it is that they're praying. Now, again, we were taught many years ago that, you know, you don't pray for greed, because people would say, well, why can't you just pray for £1 million then? But see, again, it's down on a need basis. Do I need £1 million? No. But if I did, I'm sure God would get it to me. So, you know, it's being realistic, being humble and just doing that with God and being, having that communication, like I shared it before, you know, it's me and Lawrence been together, what, nearly 40 years. I don't not speak to him. We live in the same house. We can go about different, go about our daily things. He could be in his office most of the day, but we still speak. We still have a communication. That communication leads to a relationship. If you go about your daily thing and you haven't invited God into that day, you're not communicating with God, how can that be a relationship? How can you get to know God if you don't, if you only go to him when you need something? See, that's not what it's all about. It's not that God's, it's all one-sided on God's side. God wants a family, right? He created man, he created woman, a family that is the family of God, and that we are the ones now, right? We've got great examples. If you look back through the Old Testament and even in the Gospels, fantastic examples of people that walked with God, had a relationship with God, and many things are possible, right? Moses saw the bush burning. Like, I think I would have freaked out a little bit. But there again, you know, it caught his attention. He knew that it was something different, that it was God speaking to him, that it got grabbed his attention. And God knew what would grab his attention. It's the same with us. We're all individuals. We all have an individual walk with God. None of us are the same. Like Carl Morton said, we all make mistakes. I can put my hand up. You know, I mess up probably twice a day, maybe more. I don't know. But it's the heart in which we go to God with, right? If I've really screwed up, even though I don't need to say sorry to God, my heart wants to. Because I'm already redeemed. I'm already sanctified, right? God's already set me apart. It's not that he wants me to sit here and condemn myself because I've messed up. He doesn't want that. But it just shows your love and your heart for God. Like, oh, God, I really messed up today. You know, that wasn't my heart. That wasn't my intention. Well, an example, maybe not so much now, but a few years ago, I had drive-in rage. Like, I could be driving down the highway and somebody cut me up and that is it. I'm foot to the pedal and I'm chasing that person and I'm giving them the... But no, not now, right? But I would go to God. I said, God, you know, I really didn't mean to do that. It just really, like, some people, they just can't drive. Like, cut me right up. But again, it's getting that peace, not letting things like that take you over the edge, that you really break that fellowship and that you don't want to be in a position where you're sat condemning yourself. You want to have that peace. You want to have that joy. You want to have that great communication and that, you know, at the end of the day, whatever you do unto one, you're going to get it back on yourself. And so that guy cut me up. Further down the road, somebody probably cut him up. And he probably got the back end of that too. So, you know, the way that the world goes around, it's good to be more laid back, not to try and take the world on your shoulders and take everybody on, but to genuinely love people with that love of God, you know. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, God, bless that man, God. You know, I really didn't mean to stick my finger up at him. I really didn't mean to voice with my lips, verbal abuse at him, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's gone, it's forgotten. And God's not one to bear a grudge or hold grudges. But, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want to put ourselves out of fellowship that we are, that it becomes a stumbling block for us. You know, we want to enjoy life. And the world makes it hard enough, but God has made it easy. And when we have that relationship with him, that path that we're on is a righteous path, and that God has designed it for you as an individual. Like Carl Morton shared earlier, you know, we don't have leaders, right? We don't have people telling us what to do. We're all individuals, and God is the one. Now, we can encourage one another. And, you know, sometimes we'll go to Lawrence, because as far as I'm concerned, he's my leader, my husband, but he's my leader, right? He would never see us in harm. He would always give sound advice. And, you know, the man is the head of the house, that I know that he walks with God 100%. After 40 years, I should know that. And that if I have a problem and I take it to him, I know he's going to give me a godly solution. That it's never going to be a solution that's going to be harmful to me or harmful to my children or our children or harmful to our walk with God. And so that confidence that I have in him is the same confidence that we have with God, that he's never going to put us in a situation that we can't handle. He's never going to be like beating us down with a stick saying, oh, you weren't faithful, you done this. He's not a God of hatred. He's not a God of unjustness, but of fairness and of love. So as we continue to have that relationship with him, every day gets better. Every day we see God in the detail of the way that we live our lives, because that's where God lives. He lives in the detail. You know, people that aren't detail minded would sometimes miss it, because God is in the detail and he's taking care of things. And again, you know, I'm sure there are many thousands of times that God has taken care of me that I am not aware of. Situations that I've been in and God has just really protected my heart, protected my mind, protected my body and soul. And so, you know, we don't have to fear. Fear, what is fear? It's false evidence appearing real. We don't fear, but we have faith, confidence and trust in the living God. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you, Carl Morton.
Well, thank you, Kim. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Yeah. Life is wonderful and God is wonderful. Jesus Christ, he said that who is God? Who's good but God? God is the one who is good. And if you want a good life, search for God. He's always there. He's always there. I noticed that we have on our on our board here someone from Pokhara. And knowing that that's actually where Lawrence and Fred are visiting, in the Pokhara or in the area, Solti Purna. Gurung, are you there? Are you listening? Are you available? Do you want to share anything that you might have on your heart to us? Are you there, please? Unless we can just move on and go back to Bristol. And down the road to Danny and Amber. And you are definitely awake. I know that. So please, if you have whatever you have on your, I know that you have things on your heart. So please take it away.
Love you, Carl Morton, my brother. And I love you very much, Mr. Handsome. You bless me so much and you bless our family so much. And I can remember that I was with you with that deaf and dumb guy. So I have a witness to that testimony, and it really, really was amazing to see, because we were all up on the rooftop, and then I remember after we went down and had buffalo milk, something like that.
Do you remember, Daniel, his name? His name was Sono. Sono means sound. Isn't that funny?
Sound. Just Sono is speak, maybe. Sound.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was just really, really amazing to witness that. And because that is the God we serve. And, you know, when we really do turn our eyes and our mind towards him, he really is able to direct us and give us everything that we need. Like, we're not without, you know, we're not poverty anymore. Like, we've gained the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So when we're in Christ Jesus, we have riches and glories. Why? Because Jesus Christ has paid the price. is complete. So again, it says in him, we are complete. So when we remain in Christ and we do what God has shown us to do, then we're going to be fruitful in everything that we're doing. And God really wants us to be fruitful, like in our jobs, in our families, in our life and living. Like, God wants us prosperous. God wants us to really be able to give that light to others. Now, if I'm living unto myself and I'm speaking like the world, how can I give that light? How can I show the love of God? Because I'm being carnal. So there is a great difference between the carnal and the spiritual. And, you know, me and my mum was talking for quite an over an hour. I was quite surprised about these things, about the carnal, about the spiritual, how they can be such a fine line also. And so, like, it's that really, for me, and just through my walk and through what I'm seeing and understanding and through my faults and mistakes, is that we just keep going to God and we just keep practicing. We keep the confession, the saying what we want, not what we see. There's great power in it. There's, you know, the way you perceive things is a lot different because you're not perceiving it from your carnal mind. You're perceiving it from the Spirit of God. So this is what is active in us when we decide to operate. Like, the Spirit of God just doesn't operate. It's down to your free will choice if you want to operate that Spirit of God. So if I ask someone right now to speak in tongues, you'll speak in tongues, not a problem. So again, we have this access of being able to have words of knowledge, words of wisdom, discerning of spirits. Like, we don't have to be wish-washy. Like, we can really walk in love and speak the truth in love, and we can discern certain situations. Like, it's just really powerful in whatever capacity that might look like. If that's in your job, if that's in a fellowship setting, whatever it may be, we can discern and we can really be most effective in everything that we do, because, you know, it's an everyday relationship with God. It's not just, okay, I'm on fellowship now. No, it's every day I'm going to God in everything. You know, that's what we do, I guess. We go, okay, God, what should I do in this situation? And yeah, sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we're bang on, and then we see the great blessing and the fruitfulness. So again, we can tell the difference. And it's just really great how God really does teach us. And, you know, I was saying to Mum, like, or I was saying to Amber, actually, it was, you know, like, so, like, Sangha, he received, like, this, that revelation, praying for laborers, just by doing, right? Same, like, with my dad, like, God gave him a dream to go full-time, like, God kind of give him his vision. And so, like, again, like, when we go after things, like, God can really show us, like, what's the plan, what's the purpose. But it's for really them that are hungering and thirsting after that. Now, when I remember my dad, like many years ago before he was full time, that's all he ever went on about. I'm working for God. Like, I'm not happy doing my job. Like, I want to serve God. And it was fellowship all the time. And when I look at that man's life and his dedication, yet, you know, even he will say, yeah, he wasn't perfect in it, but his heart was to serve God, was to work for God, was to help people, was to minister. And so, like, really, that's a great example. That shows the heart and dedication if you want to move with God. Because it ain't easy. Sometimes it's not easy. According to the flesh, it's not easy. But when we're led of the Spirit, everything is made easy in Christ. Everything is easily entreated. Even when adversity comes, we can easily entreat it. Why? Because God's going to take care of it. Like, this is faith talk. Like, we call it as it is so, as it is right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We have great power. Let's use this authority. Like, even animals have to obey us. You know, I was saying this to Mum yesterday, like, you know, the animals have to obey what we say. Like, I'm very strict when it comes to animals. Mum knows, Mum can tell you. I can become very strict. And sometimes Adam calls me a strict teacher. But it's just because I know when there's order, there's success. Like, if you're just doing your own thing, like, it was like me at school. Like, if I would just do my own thing and don't listen, I'd be getting in trouble. I wouldn't understand. But when I really applied myself in school, I actually enjoyed it. I actually learned and grew. And it's the same in our spiritual walk. Like, the more we put into our walk with God, the more we're going to get out of it. The more we're going to succeed. The more we're going to have the mind of Christ, because we're practicing. This is why, like, I just love what, you know, through my dad, what's been encouraged about, you know, saying what you want, not what you see. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. You know, call those things which are not as though they are. Like, this is what we need to be practicing, and not buckling because, you know, a situation arises. You know, it was like when that situation happened with my dad, I was just so thankful that I was able to be there, to be able to minister, and just, you know, like, I always seem to be in that. God always has me in the right spot at the right time, and I just love it, because once upon a time when I did what Danny wanted to do, I wasn't at the right place at the right time. I missed things. So, like, you know, God is truly with us, and we need to understand this. Like, God is with us, and God is working in each and every one of us, both to willing to do of his good pleasure. Like, we are all able ministers, especially on this fellowship, on this special Thursday fellowship. All of us are able ministers, and it all comes down to what we're perceiving, what we're seeing from our eye. And if it's not what we should be seeing in our mind first, then that's why we go to God. This is why we come to fellowship, to get that right way of thinking, to help, to encourage one another. No, we need to think this way, because at the end of the day, I know, like, life can speak, and sometimes we do get caught back in that same way of carnal mind, of just doing the same thing, you know. Carnal, I use that, it's just easy to relate with, like, because there is a great difference between the spiritual and carnal. And so, like, we're now spiritual, and this is what we operate from. Like, we're not improving the carnal flesh, we're not improving Danny. No, I'm brand new in Christ. I am complete in Christ. I have the full enablements to walk and talk with God, to be led of the Spirit of God, to direct people to God, to bring salvation, to let that be available. And that's what we all got. That's what we've all been given, the word of reconciliation, right? And it's just, if we apply to that, if we sow to that, that's what we're really going to see the fruit of. And so it's just great, because, like I've shared before, you know, I work a lot of hours, but God has been able to work in me to bring everything within it, that I'm not just working. I'm bringing God into everything, into my maths, when I have to do maths, whatever. If I'm working somewhere out, if there's problems, like, I take everything to God, and I'm like, and sometimes it's just there anyway, like, God just gives the answer, and it's just great, because that's how it should be. There's no blockage. Like, God is communicating to you because you got his Spirit, and so it's just moving in that. And, you know, like, again, there's been many times where I've missed so many things, and I think, oh damn, I've missed it, sorry Lord. But that is all good. It's just all in the growing process, and it's just, we're in a real great place, and it's not missing this opportunity. Like, again, we got to redeem the time, and we got to prove that. It's down to you to prove that which is true, you know, what God is saying in your life. And so we got to put these things to practice and try them. Okay, God, prove me this day, you know. And that sometimes is great. That's what we got to do. We got to push in. And so it's just really great, because with our words, with our heart unto confession, you know, we can have whatsoever we want in believing. And obviously, as you know, I love it, my mum says it, it's not greed, but, you know, need, and what's going to be beneficial. Everything is to be beneficial, and praise and glory unto God, who created us to live this life fruitfully, to be able to make that choice. Like, it's, you know, it's you making that choice and really running with it. Like, David had the choice, Moses had the choice, Joseph had the choice. They had the choice, and they did the right choice. And so it's just the same for us. If we choose this day to hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord our God, he's going to open the windows of heaven. He's going to give us comfort. He's going to make sure our cupboards are full. He's good. Why? Because God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glories in Christ Jesus. He will provide everything that we need, all sufficiency in all things. So, like, again, we want to be careful what we're listening to, because other streams that teach is very different. Like, it's you've got to work. You know, we got to be poor. I hear it so much, and it's sad, because that's not what Christ paid for. It's full package. If you look at the word saved, sozo, that is the full package. There's nothing missing out of that. And so that's what we receive when we believe God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And then it's just up to us to run with it. Those that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And so we're going to benefit and be fruitful in all that we do. And I love each and every one of you on here. Like, just remember, we really are seated on the right-hand side of God. And again, let me encourage, continue to pray for the laborers. Continue to set your sight on those things which are above, you know, and really pull your confession into alignment with the heavenly words. We want to speak from the right-hand side of God, not from ourselves, not from our own wisdom, our own carnality. And that's what else me and Mo were talking about. Like, we can really know a scripture, but then just speak of the scripture and of the knowledge of it, but no power behind it. And so this is why it's so important that we're living this, like, to the best of our ability, to the best that we can do it, that we do it with all our heart, because God looks upon the heart. We don't do this for man. We don't do this because man's telling us. We do this heartily unto God. I don't give honoring God finances because I'm being told to do it. I see the principle, which is all through the scripture, for one, and the benefit of when you really do it with that right heart of cheerfulness. It's the cheerful giving. Like, it's all within the cheerfulness, ready to serve, ready to give an answer of the hope that's within you. Be that example. Be ye the lights of the world, Jesus Christ said to the disciples. Go into all the world, preach, teach, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. And now this is commissioned to us. It's just if we believe it and want to run with it. That's the difference. That's the difference. And, you know, if we're going to be extradited for it because we believe this and we're going to be looked like a weirdo for Jesus, are you ready to do that? I know I am. I know everyone on here is. We're all weirdos for Jesus on here. But, you know, that's in my heart, that's just how sometimes I feel we got to be. You know, you couldn't, like, that's how Peter and those guys were. They had no messing, man. They were in. They were getting people up outside the gate of Beautiful. They were confronting the Pharisees, speaking truth. Oh, and sometimes it's awkward. I know I've been in these positions, but it's great. Because when you're with God, he gives you everything. And if it ever does get too much, God always makes a way for us to escape. We serve a mighty God. And yeah, it's just great to be able to come on air. And we're super blessed. I don't, you know, that was just what's on my heart. Hey, girl, we're super blessed. And just how God, again, is blessing us greatly in all things. I'll share a little testimony because God is just so good. I've really been wanting these new Ray-Ban glasses. And they've got, like, cameras on them. They've got, like, the little speakers on them. And you can connect it through your phone, and if I want to film some of my tiling work and put it online, I can do it, like, just looking at it. So, like, this was a really, really big desire, and I just give it to God. And I came home today, and Amber's just waving this box at me. And so my wife blessed me with these beautiful Ray-Ban glasses, and I'm just so thankful to God. Like, because God is able to go exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. And, you know, it's, again, even with the glasses, it was just like, yeah, I want them. Like, I really want them. But it was like a desire in the heart. It wasn't like I begged for them or anything like that. It was just it. And the next thing, God made it available. God worked in Amber. So again, it's just great. So like, you know, whatever you're believing for, guys, God is able to bring it to pass. And don't lose hope. Don't ever lose hope. You know, that's what we need to bring into this world, because everyone loses hope in this life. Because they haven't got God, they haven't got Jesus Christ, but we can bring hope when there seems there's no hope. Oh yes, there is. His name's Jesus Christ, and guess what? He lives in each and every one of us. And when each and every one of us believe that, we're unstoppable. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share. I love each and every one of you, and I will pass it on to my beautiful wife. So bless you, Carl Morton, my brother.
Wonderful.
And everyone.
Yes, really great and fantastic sharing, and all glory to God for Danny and how he works through Danny and through all of you. I sent Lawrence an audio today, actually, just telling him how thankful I am to be a part of this family and how God led me to Danny, or Danny to me. And then over the years, God has just really taken us from glory to glory. And I'm so thankful for Kim and Lawrence, not just as my leaders, but my mother and father-in-law, you know, having best friends in the body of Christ, because they are like my best friends. And then to have a husband who is just so loving and caring, and we're on the same page, like-minded. And, you know, it really just blessed me to be able to get those glasses for him. He really don't ask for anything. He's not needy for anything. He doesn't say, oh, I'd like this or like that. I normally have to kind of persuade him to want to get new clothes or new shoes or a new van. His van was literally falling apart, and God made that one came available, because he would have just carried on. He's very simple, Danny, so in the things that he needs. So when he mentioned these glasses, it just really encouraged me to be able to get them. God worked it in my heart and provided the finances also to be able to get these. So it's nice to be able to give and serve and bless to everyone, to anyone who God, not just our loved ones, not just our husbands and wives, but we are called to be a blessing. We are here to bless and serve and minister. And a lot has been shared about Nepal and India, because believers over there are just so joyful. They're just so giving. You know, they want to be around believers. They want to fellowship. They want to dance. The joy of the Lord really is their strength. And we can take this on. We can adopt this into our life and living. I'm not saying all of us have to be dancing around all the time, but if you want to, you can. Like, there's no law, there's no rule. Like, God wants us to be free, and he wants us to express ourselves unto him and just be blessed in all that we're doing, living life heartily unto him. If you have to go to school, if you have to go to work, if you're in full-time ministry, if you're going on a trip, if you're at home, whatever you're going through or doing, like, you can do everything heartily unto God and be blessed in all that you're doing, and then be ready to bless others. Be ready to encourage and just be that light who God's called us to be. And this week it is really on my heart. I did a little sharing, actually, and I sent it on to Lawrence. I'm sure he'll put it up at some time. But as we were talking about faith tonight, I feel inspired to share again about the woman with the issue of blood. You know, that woman, she was ostracized. She was ill for so many years. She had obviously spent probably all of her money trying to get well. And back then, it wasn't like you could just go and get help and you would have a loving family around you. If you had a problem, then they kind of casted you away and told you to leave. And she must have been all alone and fearful with this condition. But her faith, you know, her faith was, if I just touch his hem. She didn't need a word. She didn't need to have him touch her. She didn't need to have anything, but just to touch his garment, just to touch his clothes, and she would be delivered and healed. And what happened? Her faith made her whole. She was delivered from the infirmities that she had. And why was that? Why did she have faith that if she was to touch Jesus's garment, she would be healed? Because she knew he was the Messiah. She knew he was chosen. She knew he was different. He stood out from the crowd. He really wasn't like
the rest of the religious people in the world, or the Pharisees and the Sadducees, or even the five sense people. He really was different. He walked with tremendous power and authority. What he said obeyed him, and she just knew. And because of that, because of her faith, it made her whole. And then she was about to go, and we don't hear much else about her, but she obviously went and lived the rest of her days healthy, whole, delivered, set free, and was able to go about her being in complete freedom. And when we're walking in that authority and that grace and that love, we stand out, because the world is cold. The world and the people in it are cold. Not everyone, but a lot of people are cold. It's like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. If I buy this for you, then you buy me this. And the way of God is so different. The way of a believer is so different. We are called to love and serve and give. And so when we're doing those things, we are set apart from the crowd. We are standing out. People don't understand. They think we're weird, we're peculiar, we're different, we're weirdos for God, as Lawrence and Danny would say. And it's good. It's good to be in that position. It's good to stand out and to have that glow about you, so that people know if they come to you, they're going to be healed. If people come to you, they know that they're going to get a word, and that word's going to deliver them or encourage them or change their lives, because we have the word, a ministry of reconciliation. And through that word, that rhema word, those God-given words, we're able to bring light into darkness, and great things can happen. And then we have faith also in our own life and living of what we need. And to keep things simple, like really God's been showing us maybe this year and for many years now, it's simple to say what you want, not what you see. I'll never forget when Lawrence started to share about that. It seemed so simple, it seemed unreal. Like, really? Say what I want, not what I see? What does that mean? But obviously, it has transformed and changed many people's lives. And even though we know this is all throughout the scriptures, death and life are in the power of our tongue, what we reap, we sow, call those things not as though they were, it didn't click. It didn't click. You know, even our salvation is based on our confession, our good confession, and it didn't really click. But then God gave Lawrence that word, say what you want, not what you see, and it becomes simple, really simple for us to receive, believe, and do. And now we're all living in this way. Yes, some of us are really good at it in some areas and not so good in other areas, but it's a practice. It's a practice of our faith. It's God leading us each day. It's us having a heart of service unto God to think, okay, oh, I messed up today, God, but that's all right. Tomorrow is a new day. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Tomorrow is a brand new day, and I live this day unto you. And to walk each day in a relationship with God, like Kim shared. You know, no way could I go my whole day without speaking to my husband. Like, even my niece the other day, or no, my sister, she's like, how many times do you and Danny speak to each other in a day? I say, oh, maybe 5-6 times when he's at work. Like, we just call each other. And if we can communicate that much as husband and wife, then how much more can we communicate with God, you know, giving him our desires, just walking with him, asking him, should we go left or right? A lot of it is common sense with God also, but it's about involving him from the purest of heart, you know, with the intent of our heart, wanting God to be fully involved, wanting God to lead our every step and us to rely on him. And so, and then it builds our faith, because he does things each day that builds our faith and inspires our faith. And I believe if we can really work and practice on this confession and say to God, I need help with my confession. I need help with the words that I'm speaking. I need help with the seeds that I'm sowing. He will help. There's no pressure on you. It's no pressure on me. He will help. He will do it. God says he will go exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. And the things that we speak out of our mouth, we think of them first. It's back to the imagination, right? The things that we're thinking about, the things that we're meditating within our heart. Because what goes in and what we're meditating on will come out. And God knew this from the beginning, since he created Adam and Eve. He knew this. He knew the power of our imagination, the power of our words, the power of us just believing and having faith in who we are and who God is. And we can really heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devil spirits. This just isn't words. This just isn't words that we know and just a cliche that we say. This is really life and living. Like that woman with the issue of blood, her life depended on touching Jesus Christ's garment. How many people are around you whose life depends on you knowing who you are in Christ and having a stand in faith so that they, when they're in their time of need, they know where to come? And then what do? We direct that person back to God. We minister. We give the words of life, what God gives us to give, because he will give those words. He gives those words every single day. He gives action. He gives words. He gives us direction on what to do. Like, it's not like we have to figure anything out or try and do anything in our own strength. It's not about Amber and what Amber can do. It's all about God and what he's already done. And so there's millions of people that God knows when they're ready, they're going to be able to come to you. They're going to be able to be free by the words God gives you to speak and the laying of your hands. And I've seen this throughout Lawrence and Kim's life in the last 16 years that I've been involved with it. You know, that people still today will share of healings and testimonies that they've shared or the ministering that they've done. And they may not be connected on this fellowship and they may be doing their thing all around the world, but they remember. They remember the words God spoke to their life through people and Lawrence and Kim in question with this. So, you know, this is a great life. Like, it's a joyful life, an exciting life, a blessed life. This isn't a traditional life like Pearl Morton, you were sharing it, where we're just following leader and doing what we say and dotting our I's and crossing our T's and trying to be practically perfect in everything that we do. We are already perfect in Christ and no man can judge us. You know, no man should judge according to the flesh. So we just continue each day from our heart to look unto God. And if you walk in signs, miracles and wonders today, fantastic. If you get up and just go to work and go about a normal so-say day, fantastic. Like, we are blessed, so blessed, blessed with all spiritual blessings. We are blessed from the Holy of Holies, you know, God who created the whole heaven and the universe created you for value and purpose. And he created you to stand out. He created you to really know who he is and to know who you are in him so that you can walk the way he desired us to walk. Not in religion, not in tradition, not in the ways of men, not trying to follow the crowd, but to stand out so that people can come from darkness to light. Like, this isn't just about getting together on a Thursday or us on a Monday or any other time, but it's about us and our life and living unto God and just doing what he puts in our heart each day. So I'm very blessed. I'm very, very thankful. God just continues to outpour his love on me that makes me so very thankful. You know, just today meditating on the last 16 years and how God brought Danny to me in my time of need and then how I met Lawrence and Kim. It started actually because Kim said something in the living room yesterday. I can't really remember what it was when we were together. And when I left, I thought that they took me into their home. Like, I had nowhere to live. I wasn't living anywhere. I was literally sofa surfing on people's sofas. And they took me into their home, you know, with loving. They didn't know me. They didn't know who I was, but they took me in and they loved me and they gave me a bed and food and a place to stay and all of these other things. And it just started to bring back to remembrance so many good and wonderful things that happened from that moment. Like, me and my mom, we had no relationship. My mom was an alcoholic. Like, we had no relationship whatsoever. And I think my whole life I craved that relationship from her. And deep down, I feel like she did also, but I think because of her paradigms, her history, her past, especially with how my nan treated her, it just become this cycle. And then, so me and my mom had no relationship whatsoever. And then Lawrence and Kim would encourage me, you just pray. You know, they didn't really understand, say what you want, not what you see back then, but just pray, just pray. And I remember it was very short time, maybe a year, that then me and my mum was reconciled. And like, me and my mum are unbreakable now. I'm with her every day. Like, she's my best friend. Like, Kim, I say Danny all the time. I have two best friends. And who else? Like, my mother-in-law and my mum, and who I can really confide in. And like really open my heart to and like have no judgment there. But if you would have seen me 16 years ago, no one would have ever have thought that I would have this relationship with my mom and be the way that I am. And it all started through people loving God, really having a life dedicated to God. And then when they saw me, they didn't turn me away. They didn't chase me away. You know, they had that love. They were blessed to be a blessing unto me and gave me great words of wisdom. And then when I took that word of wisdom on, even though I didn't know anything, I didn't even know how to pray. And then look what happened. You know, it's like the life God gives us is really like taking the impossible to be possible. Like you couldn't write it. Kim was saying this to me yesterday as well about certain things. You couldn't make it up. Like you couldn't make it up. If people look at you and think, really? That really happened? Like, really? You and your mom didn't speak or didn't have a relationship? Yeah, we didn't. Not at all. And to be inseparable now, it's only a glory and a testimony to God. So remember that the life that you're living now is a witness and a testimony to somebody. You know, it is a witness and a testimony to somebody, and somebody is looking at your life. Somebody needs you to be bold, to be confident, to be strong. Somebody needs you to be that blessing and that love and that light in this darkness so that their life can be transformed, just like my life has been transformed and continues to be transformed every single day. So, yeah, just be blessed, be happy. You know, how they're dancing and singing and loving and caring and prospering in Nepal and India. Like, we have that here. You have that in your location and area. Don't let the world consume you or beat you down or just keep you in tradition or, routine. But just rise above it, you know, raise your hands unto God and say, here I am, God, send me. Give me everything I need to live out this day, and I will do it heartedly unto you without complaint, without error, without judgment, and I will be who you called me to be. And then we just get to see his love lavish and lavish and lavish over and over again. So this was in my heart to share, and thanks be to God for all of you in this fellowship and this wonderful life. And thank you, Carl Morton. You are just so awesome. And yeah, God bless you all.
And thank you, how the Word of God is living in the both of you and how you are releasing it towards us so that we will be blessed by what you are saying. That's awesome. And I love you for your sharing and for your personal sharing. And it's that shows us really how much people's lives are dependent on somebody reaching out and giving people a hand, so that they can be reached and be shown the truth from the Word of God. Like Peter and John on the way to the temple gate, this guy was sitting there. He had sat there for 40 years or something. He was in his 40s. It was explained later on that silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, Jesus Christ, in his name stand up and walk. And they reached out and took him by the hand, and he stood up, and he was healed. He was totally set free, and he was released from that prison that had imprisoned him in his life up until that point. 40 years he had sat there, not doing anything, not being able to move, not being able to walk, dependent on people helping him, giving him a hand up. So our lives are important to other people's, and I thank God for the ones who reached out to me, because I was not worthy of God's love. I was not worthy of people handing out, giving me a hand in my life. Still, somebody did, because not they loved me, they didn't even know me, but they knew God, and they loved God, and that's what they did. They handed out their hand and showed me, and I was able to rise up and walk. And that's what our lives are all supposed to be, a handout for other people. We are blessed so that we can be a blessing to other people. We are set free so that we can set other people free. We are God's masterpiece, and we have not only been given the Word of Reconciliation. We have been given the Ministry of Reconciliation. We have been given everything, and it's not something that we should hold on to just for ourselves. I mean, what would that benefit? It is to be reached out and met other people's needs so that they can also be set free from whatever holds them back. Because the mental prisons are the worst prisons that you can imagine. Physical prisons are something else. But mental prison, they are terrible. And, yeah, there are people who know about that. So these are crucial times we are living in. And every one of us, we are a gift from God to our areas we will live, so that we are able to hold forth the word. I mean, we were supposed to bring the word all over the world. And from my viewpoint, that's my area where I live. And people whom I meet, not only meet physically, but whom I meet on the phone, on the net, occasionally, or friends, or family, whoever we touch. I mean, be hooked on to God's guidance and say, is this man sitting at the temple gate, is he ready to be healed, to be set free? And it was God who told Peter and John, because Jesus had walked by this guy several times, most probably asking God, he said, is this man to be healed? And God said, not yet. Because he knew what was going to happen future-wise. So we have, all of us, we are an important part of bringing the word of God all over the world. Yeah, I just met a guy this afternoon. Afternoon for me, evening actually. And his name is Sid Hawkes. We just had the opportunity to talk just previous to the fellowship started. And Sid, you mentioned that you were a friend of Frank. So
Fred Davenport.
Yeah. Do you have anything on your heart, Sid, that you would like to share with us?
Well, I'm just going to be quiet.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, that's very fine. I mean, listening is, what does it say? Hearing, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this is the word of God being presented right here. It's not something that you must necessarily. So, say again.
Oh, I just said absolutely, yes.
Yes, because God wants us to speak in tongues, but rather that you prophesy. And this fellowship, these testimonies, these presentations that we are listening to now are actually inspired from God to each and every one of us. We are the listeners to the word of God as we sit around all over the world now on this Zoom fellowship, listening to people having things on their heart that they want to share. So this is a great blessing. I would like to move on to down Europe and go to France and ask Monsieur Frank Juvelier, are you available, please?
I am. Can you hear me well? God bless you, Carl.
God bless you too. We can hear it.
Okay, God bless you, everyone. God bless you, Kim. God is good, and God is a wonderful God, and we are not alone. We are with God. We are with our leaders, and mine are Lawrence and Kim. And I'm very thankful for their life and what God is doing through them. And what God has done to my life when I met Laurent the first time, or I was ministered to, you know, I was healed, and I met also Sangat. The first time I met Sangat, and I met Laurence, and yes, and that is really cool because you know, freedom is God said that we will know the truth, and truth will make you free, and freedom is really something that is really valuable, and because you know you can really grow and be joyful and be strong, and you know, being delivered from, you know, illness and suffering or anything, you know, make you well and joyful, and you know, the truth that we are knowing, we do not say, I do not say that with puffing up, you know, just, you know, with humility, because the truth was outside of us, you know, and we just accepted the salvation through Christ, and we received the presence of God. I like to see that, to say that we were immersed in the Holy Spirit, you know, like before, you know, the things in the Old Testament were the shadow of the thing that are going to come, you know, and now it came, it's now, and now we received the, you know, it was baptism was through water. And now, you know, it's through the Holy Spirit, because Christ came, he went to the Father, he sent the Comforter, and the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. And now we are immersed, yes, immersed in the Holy Spirit, if we can use this word now. And our nature is completely different. We are the light of the world. We are salted. We can have access to God, you know, freely. And when we do mistakes, we have mercy and grace from God that we can go back, you know, and just continue in the truth, continue. Yeah, and we shouldn't stay on, you know, the past, on negatives, on, you know, it's no more. Now it's who we truly are in Christ. And these things, you know, just make their way until the revelation of the sons of God, and it will be celestial, because already our body will be transformed to terrestrial to celestial. And now through the renewing of the mind, God is transforming us, is making us different, you know, and the change is from glory to glory. And yes, and you know, we can have a goal, we can have a vision, because God can reveal it, you know, he can give you, he can, someone can prophesy for you about what God has for you. And you can focus and concentrate and think about it and express it and declare it. Then, and we, because God, you know, has a collective goal, but he has also an individual, a personal goal. And this relation that we have with God is intimate and personal. Then we can really make a difference in this world, because we sometimes the weakness of God is like we would see that relying only on us, you know, we can go, we are limited. But with God, we are unlimited. And whatever God wants for us is the best and is what will make our heart to be joyful and being so blessed. Then we just continue, you know, and we look only to God. You know, the first message, the message that began to really free me was, you know, when Sangat said, look only to God. And it was really, you know, growing in having confidence on God only and not men. But God also can lead you to men, you know, and you have the discernment, and you can receive also from men, from the world also. But yes, we just looking only to God, speaking in tongues, honoring God, you know, connecting to our leaders. Praying for one laborer that will make a difference, that will be worth to 1 million, and following the right doctrine, you know, and yeah. And God is a God of increase, multiplication, creativity, productivity, and it's no more. By our strength, because God has prepared some works for us to do and to practice, and we say yes, and we, you know, practice and growing in confidence, in trust with God, what He is able, and I'm on the way, you know, to as God was saying that He put away a holy way for us to go to practice, and yeah, we become joyful, and we see clear. We are rooted in Him and thankful, and you know, during the day, you know, sometime I look at what God is doing, because he just show me what He's doing, and you know, it's like a kind of emotional too, to see how God is good, you know, and yes, I'm very thankful, you know. Life become, you know, Christ said that He overcame the world, and He did it, you know. We just believe it, and we know that we are upheld by God and by what He has done through Christ and the angels, the faithful angels to God, that are working for God, and when we speak, God send them in the situations for fit to our words, the action, the whatever is required. Then we want what God wants, you know. Homologeo in Greek is saying what God says, you know, say the same thing. And also as we received also as Laurent said, we say what we want, and not what we see or not what we feel, because you know, it can be feeling, it can be thinking, but it can be the reality. But God is greater than the reality, and the spiritual world will be manifested in this world. The celestial has to manifest to this terrestrial, until, you know, Christ come and different things are coming up. Then that's all I'm going to share. I'm going and let others share and be blessed to listen and to be strengthened by your words, powerful words, inspired by God, because you do it with heart and with faith, and you just speak and God will provide. Thank you very much. Love you, Carl, and everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Yes, reality. What is reality? It's funny how the world's reality is not like God's reality. The world's reality says that if you give something away, you miss that from the total that you once had, at one time had. But God says that as you give, you will receive. And the more you give, the more you receive. That's a funny thing, isn't it? How the world is such a big lie. And everybody, not everybody, those who do not comprehend God's love and still are having this physical hang-up with things that is contrary to the truth. So the Word of God is always truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. And we are to continue in, as Jesus Christ said, those who continue in my word, they are my disciples indeed. And I like to be one of those, one of the disciples, one of the followers of Jesus Christ, to see and follow and do what he did. Because God says that I can do the same thing as him. I can do the same thing as Jesus Christ. Is that possible? Yes, it is. It is possible because God says so. It's his promise to me. And if I go to his promises, I can do whatever he tells me I can do. So God says, I can be of good health. How can I be that? Well, it's a promise of God. And that's why I can be of good health. And I have numerous of references in my personal life and also in people's lives whom I have met and whom I've had the blessing to minister healing to and actually see that people are being set free. Well, God is wonderful. I would like to move on, and I see there is another unfamiliar name right here, and it says Minkarki, and in brackets it says Macau. And if Macau is a place I know where is, I'm very blessed to say welcome to whoever behind the name Minkarki. And if you are still awake, if you are still there, please, if you would like to share, if you have anything on your heart, on your mind that you'd like to present. Unless I move on and I see Jason. Jason, are you here? Yes, you are. So Jason, please, if you are around. Jason?
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Take it away, brother.
Bless you, brother. Thank you, Carl Martin. And God bless everyone. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. We've heard some wonderful sharings tonight already. And, well, for me, it's just a question of will we just keep moving? We've got one earth to live on, not two earths. This is not like we can go somewhere else and let this one take care of itself. We look to God. No matter what we're faced with, good or bad situations, we look to God in every situation. Really, it's only God that can give us the strength through Christ Jesus, like he says so in the scriptures that he can do. And that we can then look up and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not me that strengthens myself. It's not my neighbor that can strengthen me. It's not anyone else on this earth that can strengthen me. It's in Christ that can strengthen me. And I'm not saying that, you know, a believer cannot give the right words at the right time when God is working in that person, as a member of the body of Christ, because that's what we're all about. We are members in particular of the body of Christ. And as such, we can all give that perfect word as God gives it to us to give to whoever needs that word at the time. But, you know, we've also got the authority that Jesus Christ walked with, and it can be either words on just words on a page or words in our ears, or it can be living reality and truth to us that we can heal the sick, we can raise the dead, we can cast spirits out. And it's all by the power of God, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have this ability on this earth. Each person here has the same ability, same measure of Christ. It's not that God gave more to one person and less to another, or vice versa. He gave every single one of us the exact same abilities in Christ. And we can hear how greatly other people do it, or we can witness how greatly God does it through us as well. And I know which I like. I like both, actually. But hearing the greatness of what God is doing in other people's lives, but also seeing it in manifestation happening in my own life as well. Even rebuking storms, even whatever it may be. I'm sure if there's a need to do it, I'll be walking on water if God says that's needed. But I'm not going to kind of go around looking for some water to walk on. That'd be like going around looking for devil spirits to cast out of people. Well, there's already plenty around. But I'm not going to go up to everyone. I'm going to go up as I'm led by God, led by the Spirit of God to do it. And if I'm not led by God to do something, that's fine. I don't have to do it. So I carry on doing what I am given to do. In the meantime, whether it's work, whether it's other things, housework, or whether it's going about this place or that place. And that's the walk of freedom in Christ, is that we are free in Christ. And a lot of people use that as an excuse to live for themselves and for what they want to do with their lives. Well, that's fine if that's what they want to do with their lives. But, you know, I'd rather when I answer to God, say thank you, Father, you gave me that great ability, that great privilege, and of seeing this person healed, seeing that person set free, seeing this situation change, seeing a miracle happen there. And we can really see this on a daily basis, and we know God is working behind the scenes anyway. And also, you know, without God's angels wherever we go, I don't know how far we would be getting in our lives, to be honest. So it's great that we can actually think like this and we can actually speak like it as well. And the first thing in the morning, again, when we wake up, we're speaking in tongues, we're saying good morning to God. We're praying perfectly to the Father. We're thanking Him. This is our greatest day. We're thankful for the things. If we can remember one thing to be thankful for, that's something. So that doing three things or 10 things. But it's a great lifestyle. It's a great life of knowing what the world doesn't want to know, doesn't want us to know, what the systems of the world are designed to stop people from knowing about. But thank God, because He can break through barriers to get us where He gets us. And now He can help us. He can use us to break through the barriers to get to the other people that He needs to get to next. So it's great. And desiring the laborers, seeing the harvest ready fields, and, you know, doing the speaking in tongues, just doing the basic things, honoring God with our substance, and first fruits for our increase. What a great privilege it is to be able to give, and to be able to give to the Almighty God of all creation, who designed the entire universe. For me, really, just keeping on doing the things I know I should be doing every day. and being faithful in the least things. And, you know, anytime God entrusts me with more, I'll be faithful in the more. I haven't really got a whole lot to share tonight. Just these things and just encouragement that we don't give up. We just keep moving. So I love you all very much. Thank you very much, Carl Morton, for asking me to share. And thank you everyone for listening. God bless you all.
Thank you. And from one faithful servant to another, beautiful Jason, thank you so much. I'd like to move on to Van Patterson. Are you there, my brother? Hello, Van. Yes, yes. Go for it, bro.
Yes, I am. I am definitely here. I'd say just, you know, at the start of the meeting with Kim, Sharon, and, you know, thank God for her because, you know, without her, you know, Lawrence wouldn't be able to do what he's doing. So you ladies are the absolute backbone of what's going on here. God is not a respecter of persons. We are currently dragging around. I'm dragging around a male body. Brandon's dragging around a female body. Thank God. But, so, and that's just roles we're currently in here. And, but at the return, you know, when we meet our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus in the air, we got some work to do. We think we're working here. We got the whole book of Revelation to do. So we're going to be coming back and kicking some ass, what I'd like to do. Now, I'm going to be following whatever I'm told, not my will, because I would have already done a bunch of stuff. But seeing the believers over there and how joyful they are, and me, you know, and I, you guys probably get tired of me sharing stuff like this, you know, just getting that joy in my life is humbling to see. And then to see them put, you know, they have great respect and reverence for, you know, Mary and Lawrence and Sanjay and all the other people that are from there. I don't know, you know, all the other ones are there, but seeing that and seeing them dancing and with joy, obviously that's a cultural thing. It's not that we, like Danny said, it's not that we can't do it. I mean, when I go over there, I'm telling you right now, me and Brandon, we're going to be getting up dancing and just having a blast. So I'm looking forward to going. You know, so it's inspired me, to say the least, you know, and with their joyful attitude and their meekness. And it's obviously, I don't see the movement of our Father's word as much as anywhere else as I do there. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's movement going on here and going on in Indonesia and other places. You know, God is not bound by any borders or lines in the sand or anything like that at all. So, you know, he works in the hearts of men and women who desire or humble and meek. And so the question I got to ask myself, and was talking to Kim about that, you know, before the meeting, is, and I was thinking as I'm watching these, and also hearing of the testimonies, because the last time Ethel was there and Patty Cakes was there and Patricia was there, there was a video that was sent where a guy's toes were, apparently his toes were in for some reason. Everything is from the God of this world. So his toes were in. And they were praying and they were coming out. You know, and so, you know, and you see that and you're in, and, you know, I'm not seeing that going on over here. You know, I'm seeing some things go on, but not to that degree. So, and then the amount of people that are there in the rooms. When I first got in, you know, I hate to even use the word fellowship, you know, get the gathering, you know, as we gather together for power of abundant living, there was a lot of people, a lot of excitement. And I know Lawrence has shared that he feels like he's 18 or 16 or whatever it is. And I'm sure Kim thinks, hell, he acts 16. And, you know, and well, that's where I'm at. I feel that way too. I'm excited now, you know, about moving the word. It the embers or the lack of getting close to the hotness of the word and hearing what all Sakina with the miracle of her baby of the granddaughter. You know, I mean fantastic. You know, other ones, hearing some of the stories about Bambi. Ethel's fellowship is rocking. You know, she's got 4, 5, 6 people already going on. Okay, so the question I got to ask myself is, what am I doing wrong? Okay, show me, Father, correct me, guide me, direct me, give me wisdom in the areas that, and I go back to Bambi, or I should say Tony's wife. That was a joke. So go back to Tony's wife and say, you know, that when she went out and she did the garden and the pulling up, you know, Bambi's laughing good. So, you know, the pulling up and the weeds, Father, pull the weeds and yank the plants and yank them up by the roots. Don't leave anything in there. I humbly ask you, get them out. They're out. And I'm moving forward. And we're going to start doing some of the things I see that Ethel's doing on here, that Danny and Amber. Keely is a, I listened to her, some of her teachings, some of her sharings, and I'm like blown away, you know, just by the, you know, because he's not a respecter of persons, you know, and all of us have the opportunity. It's do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do it? Or am I going to just sit here and talk about it all day? What am I going to do? So I'm done talking. Yeah, I desire to get moving. And as Lawrence says, you know, he's made mistakes. And I love that about him. I love that the fact that, and again, I'm not holding him up any higher than anybody else, because he'll say to you, he said it to me and he said it to all of us. You know, he's placed in the body where he's at. I'm in the body where I'm at. Ethel's in the body of Christ where she's at. Brenda's in the body of Christ where she's at. You know, Carl's where he's at. Judy's where she's at. Sakina's where she's at. Sid's where he's at. We all have a part. I'm not worried about what my part is. I desire to get moving. Get moving. Loving people. Be tender, kind. The kindness that I've been shown, show it back. The love I've been shown, show it back. The mercy I've been shown, show it back. Okay, so there's where I'm at. Okay, now what are you going to do, Van? That's the question. And I've been going to my Father, and he's been showing me, you know, in different areas. And then different areas pop up, you know. And I'm like a little child over here, you know. I want my way, and I want it now, you know. Shut up. For me, I'm talking. Quit being so self-centered and self-focused on myself. Lose yourself so that I can live for my Father. And the theme, we've magnified God this year. Our little, and I'm all of Christianity it is, I'm sure. But we, just on this little group, we have definitely, there's been magnification after magnification, growth after growth after growth after growth. We're seeing it. Okay. Now the next step is living unto him. Okay. So how do I live unto him? Well, I'm going to practice what y'all are practicing. I'm going to practice what my minister says. Okay. I'm going to continue to practice that. And I listened to this is 2010. Lawrence had put some audios out. It was a sharing on that Sanjay did on 2010 about Acts chapter 1 through verse 8, whatever it is. And it was just a really good good sharing, a good teaching. And I'm going some other places where God, be wise as, you know, as serpents and harmless as doves. If these people out here can be millionaires and can be prosperous and live in the abundant life, okay? Now, I know a lot of the reasons why they are, okay? You know, because when the you know, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He's already got a lot of these people. Not all, but he's got them all. He's got some of them, I should say. Some of them he's got. Okay? So, you know, and why make their children sick? Why bring anything on them when he already has them in his hand? Talking about the God of this world. There's no reason to. It's right there in Psalms. You know, David's saying, why are they this? Why are they that? Well, us, we're moving the word. So those fiery darts are coming. But we have to be like, you know, Lawrence was saying about his son, Danny, you know, the Matrix. You know, don't mention the Matrix. And then Danny mentions it. Whoosh, whoosh. Well, we take the shield of faith, okay, and we quench those fiery darts of the wicked. We got the helmet of salvation. You know, our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. You know, we got the sword, which is the word of God. So we have everything to be prosperous, everything to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We can do greater things than our, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I want to say, because that's what it says. Okay, so where's that at in my life? Okay, it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's happening. Okay, I am having a fellowship. I am going to do a Zoom fellowship. I am going to be like Ethel and have moved that movement of the word. Not for pride for me, for my love for my Father and to be humble in me, could get corrected and guided and directed along the way. Growth, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I want to grow every day. I want to learn, you know. And so God's just been working with me in those areas. You know, just again, seeing the humbleness of those, you know, and, you know, we think that they don't have anything. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, their homes look wonderful. You know, I was listening to one from the lady, I believe it's Sanjay's daughter, I'm not sure. But she talked about where she decided she wanted to have a spa day. So she called up and she was saying about you could order, you know, food and everything and it gets delivered to your house. You can order an electrician, he gets delivered to your house. You know, same thing here, just a different cultural way probably. But this lady came and during the spa day that she was having, she was being blessed, getting the spa. She delivered information that the lady needed in order, they were trying to have a baby, her and her husband. And what a great teaching. I mean, what a great sharing. And she wasn't even looking for it. So this is a simple walk and it should be simple. It shouldn't be complicated. So what is Van doing to complicate this? What does Van need to get out of the way so that my Father can work within me instead of me trying to do everything? Me, you know, getting in my own way with my emotions, feelings, and thinkings. And I got a pretty damn good handle on that right now, you know. So this marriage life has really straightened me out. So this is good. I got the neighbors blowing the horn. Hey, you're one of us now. I never hung Christmas lights in my entire life. I am the Grinch. I'm the original Grinch right here. Look at him. No Christmas tree for Miss Gabriella until she's like 11 or 12 years old. Well, hell, I got two Christmas trees. Now, I know what's going on behind the Christmas tree, you know, and I know the story of what's going on all behind that. But again, I don't need to be so rigid. Relax. Enjoy life. Life's meant to be enjoyed. You know, and that's where I'm at. Don't be so serious. Ooh. Have some joy in your life. Dance. Be thankful. Be grateful. And see, that's where I'm at now. I can get around. I'm actually able to make my wife laugh. You know, instead of be so serious all the time. You know, I've got joy in my life. Because I think if we had gotten married 2 years ago, I don't think it would have been as good as it is right now. You know, because 2 years ago, I wasn't delivered and I didn't have joy. You know, I was unjoyless. Well, now I'm full of joy. Back to being 16. So I love you. And my wonderful wife says she does not want to share, but she sends her love. And she's been praying for everybody. And she's excited. I know she's spoken to me. She's excited about, you know, which is the first time she's turned to me and said, we're going to Nepal or India, either one. Well, somewhere. That area. Wherever the next one is, we're probably going to go. So we're excited. And did I do that? Did I put that in her? Did I make her say, hey, you're going, you're going to go? No. God worked in her. God worked in her because I gave it to God. I said, God, you know, because at one point, you know, I'm not going over there. Well, now she can't wait to go. And I'll guarantee you who we drag with us, we'll probably drag little Miss Gabriella with us. Because that girl will get on the wing of an airplane, on the outside of the wing, and fly anywhere. That's how travel loving she is. But anyway, enough of me. God bless you guys, and keep me in your prayers, and I'll keep you guys in your prayers. And let's live unto God. We're living unto God right now from here on out. We're living unto our Father. Love you guys.
And love you too, man. Thank you. Excited like always. Yes, you are. And I didn't know you 2 years ago, but I'm very, very fond of the person I've learned to know now. And God is wonderful. He changes us. I mean, I wasn't a lovable person either. Previously, so we are all in the process. See, everything has become new, he says. The old guy, the old Carl Morton has gone. And
yes.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hug you either. Be hugging and kissing on you all day.
Hey, brother. Yes. Hey, maybe we can meet in India or in Nepal. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Hey. There and then fly back to Norway. That's where my son's from.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Bring your skis. Okay. Yeah, wonderful. Let's move on. There's one person on here who has actually lived in Norway, and that is my sister in Christ, my dearest Judy. Judy, are you there?
I am here. Yes. Wow, some wonderful cheerings. I'm kind of taken back on a lot of things a lot of people said. Kim, you know, we are very thankful for your life and how you have been supporting your husband, very much so. And Amber, I can remember when I used to listen on in years ago about when she first got into the Word, and I was kind of surprised them taking in somebody off the streets like they did. I'm like, wow, and what a, you would not, I sometimes have to shake my head and think, is this the same person that I remember hearing about way back when, that she was, had some serious problems, and she got delivered big time, and her heart is sharing, and her growing and learning, and spiritually, she's just hot, and that's awesome. Yeah, and you know, sometimes I think the hem of the garment is, I need to touch it sometimes myself. We're so well equipped in the Word, but there are times that we need to humble ourselves and come before the Almighty throne of God and say, I surrender. I don't know what to do. And I find myself there sometimes. And like, we need God to direct our paths. And He will be there to direct our paths. as we trust him, look to him. We don't know who holds tomorrow, but we know who, well, we do know who holds tomorrow, but we don't know the things of tomorrow, but we know that him that does. And we just have to continue trusting God today with our hearts, our lives, and knowing that he's going to take care of us. It's going to be all right. And that hem of the garment is closer than you think. So continue, you know, looking to God and trusting him that by Jesus Christ's stripes, you have been healed. Wonderful sharings. And that's why we are on here, to hear the wonderful miracles that are happening, because it inspires me to believe, to say, hey, that can be me too. And by his stripes, you know, we have been healed. You know, Jesus Christ says, you know, prosperity is ours. I'm giving, came to give it to you. So take it. And it's ours to take through Jesus Christ. So, the wonderful revelation that Lawrence was given, you know, we continue to say those things too, because they have worked for people and people have gotten delivered, and we continue getting delivered because we want to say the things we want, not the things we see. So I'm very blessed to be part of this fellowship, this Zoom call. And so it's a time to get out of the boat and talk, because when I first got on, I didn't like to talk that much, and I didn't like to say anything. I kind of want to keep back seat corner here, and you know, that's all right, I'll just listen in, and nobody needs to hear what I have to say, and nobody cares what I have to say. And so, but as you listen to other people and you're thinking, well, I went through that too. Well, sometimes I feel that way. And so it's okay to take the time and to talk on the Zoom call, to practice, to say the things that are on your heart, whether they're be good or bad, because we all are going through trials and temptations. We know who is the victor, you know, we are. We're the head, not the heel. And we just know that Jesus Christ went before us. He paved our way so that we can walk through the doors of that might seem to be shut. So say what you want, not what you see. And it's a great time of the year. Everybody's happy and joyful, and choosing our mood is a, you know, we can choose to be unhappy, or we can choose to choose joy. And because we know that, you know, everything's going to be all right. We're coming back with Jesus Christ to judge among those who do not believe. And we're going to heaven, and we got all eternity to spend together. So, yeah, I have been very blessed with everybody sharing, and I do think going to Nepal is wonderful, you know, to see the wonderful believers there and their enthusiasm, their, you know, run to hear the truth. I mean, that's every believer's desire, is to, that we would have somebody run to us to hear the truth of God's word, you know. But they will come as we continue to look to God. We don't have to fret it. And I love y'all, and I'm going to close with showing you my Christmas tree. If I can turn the camera around here. There is my Christmas tree. And oh, look what I got there on the skirt. I think you can read that, Carl Morton, can't you? What does that say?
It says, "Who you?" That means Merry Christmas.
That's right. That's right. Well, God bless you. Love you. And have a wonderful day and night. And we look forward to hearing everybody's sharings.
Love you too, Judy. And thank you. That was nice seeing that thing, that you kept that. Oh, that's
Hey, by the way, sometimes send me your address, okay?
Hold on, send it today. I'll send it today. You got it on Messenger.
Oh, super. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I need Kim's too, and Laura's. I'll get it from them later, though. And I would love to have everybody's address, you know? If you would send it to me, that'd be great.
Imagine the day that all our addresses will be the same. Heaven Incorporated. Yes, we are.
Yes. What a day that will be.
What a day that will be.
Yeah. The Lord, I shall see you. I shall walk with him. And I do walk with him. You do too. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. And thank you so much, Judy. Beautiful. I don't know what recalled or what brought that back to my memory, but as you were talking, things struck my mind. I mentioned previously that Dan and I had been together with Lawrence, of course, and many others. We had been visiting Punjab, India, northwest, and you probably remember this, Danny, but there was one of these villages that we. This came to my mind probably because as we walk with Christ, we are going to do the same thing as Jesus Christ said, did, like Judy mentioned. And I remember that we were sitting, it was on the grass outside on a field, and there were just benches for the 8 or 10 of us sitting there. And but rumors went that there was supposed to be a fellowship, and there was a fellowship. And as soon as the word started to be spoken, it was like a magnet. It was like putting a torch on in the evening when all the mosquitoes are being drawn to that light, and people are being drawn to that light of the Word of God. And it was. Several hundred people sitting on blankets in front of us, and as Sangit was sharing the word, we've sat there, you know, and what was said was being interpreted. We had headsets, so it was being brought to us, and when the sharings were done, it was made available to be healed. And I remember, as I mentioned earlier, that I prayed that I would be present to see these healings. But I also had prayed that I would be a part of that. And but I guess my mind wasn't there. but I had told God, so I better be present, you know what I mean, in my mind. So that's exactly what happened. People started to come up towards us, and we were sitting like 8 or 10 people in a line, and people were coming up towards us, and all of a sudden I had 6 or 8 people standing in front of me queuing up, and I got kind of cold shivers on my back, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I said, Sangit, I need help. And he said, I'll send you an interpreter. And I knew at that point that this was it. This was me being put on the spot. And I dived into the situation. I remember the first lady that came up to me. She was, through the interpreter, was said that she had pain in her side. And I started to minister to her. And God all of a sudden just put on my mind her kidney. And I ministered to her kidney. And I said, afterwards, I said, well, how do you feel? And she said, it's gone. The pain is gone. And I was so freaking excited. So I wanted to give her a hug. But then I thought, what does the culture, what's the culture like? Can I touch this woman? Can I give her a hug? And I thought, skip the culture. I gave her a big hug, you know, and took her around her shoulders. And that's when I realized that her right shoulder in my left hand was kind of was something funny there. So I asked through the interpreter if she had any pain in her shoulder. And she said, yes, I can't lift my arm. And now I was getting warm, you know, so I ministered to that arm. And then she went, yay, you know, and she was healed. And she stepped away, and her husband in behind him, he was ministered to something else. And there were six or eight people in line like that, and it went like this. And I have never experienced anything like this before this point. And I thought, God, you are awesome. You are awesome. Because here I was having my answers met, my prayers met. I was not only seeing it, viewing the healing, not only being present close up to it, but I was actually performing it. I was doing like Jesus Christ. I was walking in his steps. I was able to do the same thing. How? Because God had enabled me. God made me perfect. I was not perfect. God made me perfect. Not in my physicals, but in my spirit. And my spirit, whom God communicated to, taught me what to do in that given situation. And these people were set free from whatever it was, you know, bugging them as they moved up towards us. And there were tens and twenties and 30, I don't know how many people were ministered to and healed at that moment. But Danny, who was present at that time, he could have, confirmed this event taking place. Anyway, it was just brought back to my memory, but it was great being there and experiencing this. And I'm saying this obviously because God wanted me to say it as a reference to the ability we have as we are walking with Christ in our mind and in our lips, on our lips, speaking, holding forth that word of truth, because that's exactly what happens when we speak and walk like Jesus Christ. Things will happen. The hem on our garment will be the healing point of somebody who reaches out to us so that people are set free. Okay. We are moving on, and I would love to ask Bambi, please. Are you there, Bambi?
Hello?
Hello, Bambi. God bless you.
God bless you all. God bless you wonderfully in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm technically still working, but I've got 3 minutes, so I don't think anything's going to pop up in these 3 minutes. So, yeah, I'll just start sharing. I see that Frank has shared a lovely kitty cat. Yes, yes. Tony's wife, the one with all the kitty cats. So God bless you all. What a fabulous fellowship. Wow. Your sharings have just been amazing and so powerful. And it's just so amazing to me. It's always amazing to me, and I don't know why, but when we're in the fellowship and what God has been showing me and what God has been directing me and the things that, even the things that he encourages me in the morning, it's just like when I get in the fellowship, God has been working with everybody else individually, but on the same page. And I see God working with us individually, but collectively as a group to move us forward and to grow us. You know, this morning I was busy doing stuff. I was easily sidetracked. And one of the things I'm trying to do is not being so religiously rigorous about my mornings, because I used to have this very strict routine where I would get up and I would have my quiet time with God. And in that, it was structured in a way that used to be very useful to me, but really has ceased to be useful to me. And that I don't like to use a lot of technology, especially first thing in the morning. And so I would sit up and I would read my Bible, and I would always have, you know, something in the Old Testament I was reading, something in a Psalms or a Proverbs, and then something in the New Testament. And I would just read a chapter each day, and that's fine. I needed that for a while, but I've moved beyond that. But what kind of has happened is that I get up in the morning and get distracted with other things because I'm no longer following my strict structure. So I started looking online and wanted to print up some pictures for Christmas to send out to people. And I got distracted in a fun way, but I wasn't focusing on God. And then Mango had to go outside in the morning because he's really a dog and do his little walk about the yard. And I realized I had about 30 minutes left before I got started for work, because I'm working from home today. And I thought, I haven't really sat down and put any time with God. And so I just thought, I'm just going to sit down and speak in tongues and make some confessions and just be still and know that he is God. You know, that's how I'm going to do that this morning. And God just really God just really spoke to me and said, you know, that you were not your own. You were bought with a price. And I just really meditated on that. Like, there's a price. There was a price paid for me. There was a price paid for all of us. And there was a purpose behind that. Yes, God loves us and he saved us. And everything that his son, Jesus Christ, accomplished for us to both have and to live. But also because we're to move forward. And God had really shown me something that was very interesting about myself. That isn't necessarily pleasant, but I'll share it. I've worked with a lot of different groups of people in my life professionally. I've worked in an orphanage in Guatemala. I've worked with a lot of women's shelters for women that are fleeing abuse, domestic abuse, rape, and victims of that sort of stuff. I've worked with a lot of preschoolers. I've worked with street children, kids that live on the streets for various reasons. And one of the things that God really showed me was that if anyone's ever had this experience, if you have a child who is living on the streets, and they can be very young, you know, usually somewhere between 7 and teenagers, when they're living on the streets, once they've been out just for a little while, it is very difficult to bring them back into a structured home. They've tasted freedom. And so even though they're on the streets, even though it is very dangerous, even though it is not for their benefit to be living on the streets, you can't bring them back into a home. If you do, they just run away, you know, 9 times out of 10, because they don't like that environment. They've tasted unbridled freedom. And with that, you know that if you can get them into a home, into a structure, following a routine, going to school, that their lives will be different. But if you don't, then there's not a whole lot of expectation for them in their life. And it's heartbreaking, but that's the reality. And God really showed me that when I was growing up as a child, I was like that. Now, I wasn't, you know, a child living on the streets, but I didn't have any structure. I grew up in chaos, in disorder, and I didn't have any structure around me. So I did run around and do whatever I wanted to do, and I didn't have a father. There was no disciplinary sort of person in my life to say, don't do that, and to correct me and to bring me back in line. And so the only structure that I've had in my life is what God has taught me. And so I'm in this fellowship now, and Lawrence is my leader, but I know that there are sometimes encouragement that I just don't like, and I'm not interested in it. I don't like the idea. Bambi does not like the idea of having a fellowship. It is not possible. I have a job, and it's in another city, and I have to drive a lot, and I have a whole lot going on, and, you know, sometimes I do try to speak in tongues, but unless I'm commuting, it's really difficult. I realized, because God showed me, that I had this sort of attitude of like, well, I don't want to do that. That's not on my heart. I don't want laborers. I pray for laborers because I've been instructed to do it, but I don't really know what I would do with one. And God really showed me that I've had all this freedom and that I am not being humble, but I am being resistant to following the direction that I need to be following because it is for my benefit. And it's very much so like those kids on the streets that you know that they're going to do better if they will listen to what you're telling them to do. And they're going to fight against it because there is some order that has to be put into place. There is some structure that has to be followed. Not that I don't live a structured life. In fact, I live a structured life that I have created trying to mimic what I think a normal person would live like. And I think I've achieved that. I now live that way. But it took a while for me to figure out. And just really looking at that this morning and talking with God and realizing that, yes, there are things that I'm encouraged to do that I don't like to do. The idea isn't appealing to me, but if I move forward on it, God will clear a path and that I should follow that. And so it was just very eye-opening for me. So even though I had a very brief amount of time with God this morning, it was a very productive time, and it was very nice because a lot of the things he was showing me and putting on my heart have been shared here. It just really, really touched me in ways that God had showed me that wasn't even necessarily in words, but, you know, yeah, the time is now. We are here now. We're here now to be happy and joyful and to move, and to move with God, and he has great things for us. And just like a class sometimes is very difficult, and you don't necessarily like the class because it is so difficult, maybe there is a lot of homework and extra stuff you have to do, is in those tough classes where you learn the most. And I've definitely learned the most in this fellowship, and I have grown in this fellowship, and it just thrills my heart to hear the different sharings and testimonies. I love that Van was on here talking about how happy he is and how he goes to Nepal and he's going to be dancing, because I remember when he joined this fellowship, he even has shared many times he couldn't be on here for very long because he was like, oh, those people are too happy. What's going on? But it's true. It's true. But it's nice, too, because there are areas in all of our lives where we need to put things aside, root things out, move forward and walk with God, and do some things that sometimes are difficult or that we don't really feel like we're interested in. They're things that I don't necessarily understand, and they seem very opposite to the way that God has me going, but perhaps I'm following the way Bambi thinks God has her going and not the way that God wants me to go. So that's what's been going on today. I'm very blessed. I get to work from home this week. That was accidental. I got a new tire on my car today. I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow. God bless me with another new tire. If anyone's keeping track, I think that is like 7 new tires I've gotten this year. But, you know, praise God, for whatever reason, I got a flat tire the other day, and so I was on my way to work, and then I wasn't. And so I get to work from home this week, and you know what? They're just, in times like that, they just be thankful, you know? They had a tire at the store to put on the car. I get to work from home, so I got to be in the fellowship today, which wasn't going to happen because I had to go into the office. You know what? I've got the financial resources to pay for that new tire. And there's so many different ways we can look at things in life. When we take it and have that godly perspective and just give thanks in all circumstances and all things, we see things. We see things from that godly perspective, and things that could get under your skin, that could really upset you, they just stop because they're not important. You know, God covers the things that we need covered. And so we just thank him in all situations and circumstances, and we move on. So anyway, I love you all very much. That's what I'm going to share.
Thank you. Yeah, God is really there always when we need him. And he's never late. Sometimes there might be some tight corners, but he's never late. And it's beautiful always to hear how God is working in your life, Bambi. And that's good to know. Another person whom I also know that God is working is in life is Zukina. Zukina, I can see you on there. And if you are available to share with us, yes, please.
God bless. Yes, I am available to share. Thank you, Carl Martin, for hosting this fellowship for us. We appreciate you greatly. Thank you for everyone's sharing so far. Bambi's right. It's been powerful sharing. Powerful sharings, powerful fellowship. And Bambi, your sharing was really on point. Like, I love how when God, you know, when he just gives us everything that we need if we're ready and available. Like, you positioned yourself to be ready to hear from him. And that humble heart is where God wants all of us, right? To really just position ourselves humbly before him. Like Lawrence shares, you know, to have a focused heart and mind on God, but with humility. And that's just really the simplicity of it. When we're walking with the Father, when we're walking with God, we're being led by his Spirit. We're his sons and daughters. And he's made us righteous. He's redeemed us. He's reconciled us back to his presence, seated at God at his right hand, right? Given us that authority, the same authority that Jesus Christ had, we have. As Christ is, so are we. Knowing who we are and knowing who God is, but with humble hearts. And I too was looking at the videos from Nepal, and it just builds your vision. You know, like, you think about, wow, these are hundreds of people, all laborers, working for God, endeavoring to do God's will. And we want that too, right? We want to do what God wants. What pleases God is to seek his kingdom and to do his business first. And his business is to reconcile men and women back to him. And so we want that. We want that laborer, right? I too sometimes think the same thing, Bandy. Like, maybe I don't have labor because I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And God knows that. Like, right? Like, I have these thoughts. But no. No, I just stay ready. I stay ready and eager to work for God and do his will. And so when we keep all of those things in mind, you know, this is what God wants. You know, when you want what God wants and we line our hearts and minds humbly before him, his plans and his purposes for our lives will manifest. But in the meantime, we stay connected. We stay close to the fire. We stay close to our leaders making this available for us to come and to connect and to hear from God so that we can build our faith, right? We all have the same measure of faith. However, we are in this world, and this world is full of distractions. And so to keep our thoughts and our minds aligned with the purposes of God, focused on the things of God, this fellowship is absolutely necessary, vital, and vital for us to stay on that highlighted, directed, chosen, specific path that God has for us in terms of the predestined works. We have the things in our lives that we do because we're in the world. We're not of it, but we are in it. But we approach those things with the right perspective, the heavenly perspective. We approach and navigate the issues and circumstances of the world, our jobs,
Oops, I think Ben lost Sugina.
She muted herself.
Yeah, she muted yourself. You muted yourself, Sugina. Can I help you back on? Are you there, Sugina?
How about now? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know where I was, but we just stay focused with God and we keep that right perspective. Connecting here at this fellowship and doing the things we're encouraged to do, the speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, praying for the laborer, abundantly sharing. These things keep our inward man strong. The more we speak in tongues, the more we pray together collectively, we become like-minded. We're in one accord, moving in the things of God and then growing in the things of God. Somebody shared that, right? All of us shared different, some of you guys shared different aspects of where you were before and where you are now and how much God has grown and blessed us and matured us. And I remember being younger before I got in the Word, before I got saved, and even the first couple of years, maybe more than couple of years in the Word, that spirit of worry and fear and anxiety and trying to control people and situations. And how God delivered me from that, you know, like he showed me who I was and he worked with me lovingly as I humbled myself. And I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful. And even so recently to connecting at this fellowship, I was still doing that, you know, but when we hear the right words, the Rhema words, especially in this fellowship, right? and being encouraged about the Rhema words and the transformative words and the power of our words when they're backed by God and how they will transform. Like, we are evidence of that. Like, our lives are evidence of that. And that's the one of the benefits of being led by the Spirit and walking in this, the simplicity of this doctrine of being free with God, to look to God and to be led by His Spirit and to do the things that God encourages to do in our hearts individually. The freedom in that is in receiving those words gladly and then doing those things is what opens us up to truly be pruned by God and becoming, you know, the men and women of God that He's called us to be. Yes, true, in the Spirit we are perfect, but we still have old paradigms that creep in, and however the enemy works, the fiery darts of the wicked, they come. But coming to the point where receiving this doctrine where we understand the simplicity of walking with God, being led by His Spirit, receiving the Rhema words, and then doing and being encouraged, continual encouragement from this fellowship and this doctrine and the simplicity of it, you know, as the believers did in the book of Acts, you know, they were called the way. They weren't even called Christians. You know, it was the non-believers, the pagans in those days that gave them that term. But they were just following Christ. They were followers of Christ, implementing the teachings and implementing and living the teachings of Christ, being those walking epistles. The word wasn't even available to them, the written word. So what did they have? They had the power and the Spirit of God guiding them, leading them unto those good works. And that's the foundation of Christianity, but that's not what it was called or meant to be. Religion came in and took over and perverted the simplicity of the truth of being led by the Spirit of God and manifesting the power of God truly as individuals, free to go to God individually with no hindrances, no doctrine, no man, no tradition. But we know history shows us what's happened. But now we, as believers in this day and time, with this bringing us back to that simple doctrine of the early teachings of Christ, the early followers of Christ, of just walking with Him. And we're so blessed to have this fellowship that encourages the simplicity of the teachings of Christ, the simplicity of being led by the Spirit, from the teachings of Sangit Bains and to our minister, Lawrence and Kim, making this available and promoting this truth, because that's what they're doing. They're encouraging us in the truth, walking simply with God, and that is such a gift, and I'm so thankful for that. But as we continue to receive and to do, we just have great expectation as we continue to connect, so that our faith stay strong, so that we stay like-minded, we too will have the laborers, just like they do in Nepal. In Nepal, they don't have the religion that we have in the West, right? The perverted truth, right? There's truth, and then there's lies in it. And so it blinds the minds of those that believe not, in the sense of, even though they may have the gospel, but they don't have all of it, because they're bound with religion. Versus other places in the world where there is no religion, there may be paganism, there may be other gods per se, but the examples of the people in India and Nepal is that they're humble, right? They're not bound by religion and tradition per se, you know? They're humble, and then they get freed, and then they move with God. Nothing's hindering them. Here in the West, the religion it's everywhere. And the enemy hides very well in religion, and it chokes the truth out. But we stay focused. We just walk with God, and we we speak freely for God, and we promote the simplicity of the truth of looking to God and being led by His Spirit. And as we do that, and we stay steadfast, that's the other thing. We stay steadfast. We continue. It may not look like, it may look like nothing's happening. It's not looking, it's, you know, India and Nepal. We're thankful for those examples. I'm thankful for the videos to see the vision, to increase the vision that God has given us and for me personally. But we just stay steady. We stay steady. We stay the course. We stay steadfast. We continue to abundantly share. I was hit a couple of days ago, and I'm so glad I got a chance to speak to Lawrence. And there was great encouragement, great faith building, and just being reminded, you know, the enemy will come and try to deceive you and trick you, but we stay focused. And then when we get that right word, we get those rhema words, the power filled, light-filled words, and we receive it, then we have the right perspective, that heavenly perspective, as we navigate the things in our lives. And then we stay, we continue. We continue with God. We continue to look to Him. We continue to do as we're encouraged to do. And in that, we have expectation. Great, great, great expectation from God. Not from man, not from people, not from our jobs or anything else but God. You know, we have a direct channel to God and His resources and His provision and His power. Everything in this world, in this earth that's created, is created by God. He is the creator of everything and anything, you know, and it all belongs to Him. So when it comes to the abundant sharing, the job you have, He gave you. The money you have, He gave you. The breath you breathe, He gives you every day. The life that you live, He's given you. So we give. We give in because of that. We honor Him because of that. And these are the things I meditate on to encourage myself. You know, it is God who gives the power to get wealth. It is God who gives the perfect gifts. It's God who's the giver. And all He asks of us is to have faith, to believe, to seek Him, to spend time with Him, like someone said, you know? He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And we seek Him, why? Because we know what we are and where we were without Him, you know, and then we seek to do His will. Why? Because in the perfect will of God is where all the blessings come. You know, we just continue. We continue with God. We seek Him with all our hearts, all our minds, and then we let Him do the work, you know. But in the meantime, we stay ready to proclaim His goodness and to speak for Him. I had an opportunity this weekend. Someone invited me to lunch. Who came for the holiday last weekend. And I was so excited. I was like, okay, God, wow, somebody's invited me to lunch. Is this an opportunity for me to speak for You? And, you know, not to get ahead of God, but always be ready. And then you go and you walk by the Spirit and you listen to the heart. And then, you know, at one point I even shared. I said, you know, at this point in my life, I just want to live for God. And then the person just kind of like froze up, like, oh. You know, but you just keep, you just speak for God. You know, you share what God has done for you, and then you're encouraged. And then that's it. Whatever happens after that is up to God. You know, God does the work. We just open our mouths and we speak. You know, somebody may come behind them and water, but the seed was planted. So that's what we just continue to do. This is the practicing. The practicing of being the living epistles, the practice of being the vessels that God works through to reach those who need to be delivered, who need truth, who need salvation, who need His love. Those that are lost, we're the vessels. We are the point of contact. So we just practice that. We choose to practice that. We we endeavor to practice that. And then that's what seeking those things that are above. Seek you first the kingdom of God. You know, we're citizens of heaven. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. We're spiritual beings. We're in a spiritual journey, right? In these physical vessels, these bodies. But the truth is, we are citizens of heaven. And as citizens of heaven, we promote the kingdom. We promote God, his love, what he's done for us through the accomplished works of Jesus Christ. And we just live. In the meantime, we live our lives with joy in our hearts and expectation from God. And we just rest in his power and rest in the accomplishment of Jesus Christ. We don't have to do anything other than the basic fundamentals, right? And then we just build our faith. We stay connected. So that's my heart. That's my sharing. I love you guys and have a blessed day and blessed weekend.
Thank you, Zakina. That was beautiful to hear about someone. And we're always running over what your heart is full of. That is what's coming out of your mouth. And we know what that is. That is beautiful to hear from God through you. And we thank you for that, Zakina. That was beautiful. There's one patient man sitting here right in front of me, and his name is Orange Zebe, and if I'm not mistaken, he's from Pakistan, and that is into the night hour. So if you're still awake, if you have something that you'd like to share with us, and if you have fallen asleep, that's fine, we'll pray for you, and you will have a good night's sleep, and I'll move on to, and I can't remember who is hiding behind 5615-56 Motorola. I asked before, but I cannot recall it from my memory. So please, who is behind the Motorola image right here? You are not there. All right, then, Ethel, my sister in Christ, you are the last one who haven't shared yet. And Ethel, if you are there, yes, please. That means you have the closing words for tonight. And whatever is on your heart, I'd love to hear from you. You are muted, by the way. You are muted, Ethel.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you beautifully. Thank you so much.
Last but not least, huh?
That's right.
Thank you, Carl Morton. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for hosting. You're really good. This is not something new that you've done or doing, right? And anyway, God bless you all. Thank you for that I can share here. And wow, what beautiful sharings. This is where I'm being fed. This is where it's at. This is where it's happening. You want results? Come here. Come to this fellowship. Beautiful, you guys. I'm just so encouraged. Always blessed beyond measure. And why not? Because God has been always blessing me. And, you know, when I reflect through this year, really our theme is, you know, magnifying God, right? And it's such a beautiful thing, man. You just think it's just stay focused. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Just a focus to God. And, you know, again, you guys, a lot of you had been seeing the Nepal videos that Lawrence has been sending. It really brings back so much memories for me because it's only been a year ago. And it seemed like only yesterday that I was sitting there in the front row. And, man, you know, when I look back, I was thinking, you know, such a long flight from Where was I? From Eugene to Seattle and then Amsterdam. No, I'm sorry. That was India. Oh, from Eugene to Seattle and then Seattle to Qatar, Doha, Qatar, and then from Qatar to Kathmandu. So that was a long flight, but I've mentioned it before. I was sitting in the plane and just thinking, wow, God, man, if this is not going to melt your heart, I don't know what will. So I really had a 20 hours flight, something like that, you know, had a chance to meditate and pray and just talk to God and say, Father, what have you want me to learn? You know, and he just simply said, Ethel, enjoy it. It's a mini vacay for you. And also, yeah, I'm preparing your heart. So yes, prepare your heart to go and learn. And that's exactly what it is. And you know, that's part of our growth, really. You know, walking with God and that stewardship of walking with God, right? Cultivating, nurturing it. And I was just so blessed to be able to go. And you know, Van and Brandau, man, you're inspired. You have that desire now. Go for it, you know. And God will make it happen as long as you stay focused, desire. I didn't know how I was going to go. But I just said, Father, it's my desire. You're going to make it happen. It's your gig, you know. So the whole time I was just really humbled. And, yeah, you just can go so far with God, man. You just give your desire, make that decision, and go for it. And like I said, man, having to see the videos, it just brings back, again, so much memories. And I know I'll be back again one day soon. And they have it every November, December, right, in Nepal or even in India. And I learned so much. You know, that was part of my growth and still growing. Because if you're not growing, you're dead. Okay, that's what life is all about, man. And honestly, thank you, Van, for mentioning about the Zoom. I mean, it's been over a year now. It's one of the best moves I've ever done in my life. I mean, of course, in the beginning, don't despise it because, you know, planting seeds and sowing the seeds. And yeah, your job is you just make it available. Open your mouth. You're the mouthpiece for God. You know, just open it. And you just don't know because part two, God is going to do all the works. Don't work so hard like, oh my gosh, you know, go after them. I tell you, these laborers that I have, they come and go. I do not lie. But you know what? They do come back eventually. I about three of them, they off and on been coming to my Zoom. And then they come back, you know, they pursue me. Maybe in the beginning, it's like, oh, there's something lacking. But, you know, people are seeking and you just never know. And that's why you have to make a request. Like Jason, I know he's so big on that, you know, praying for laborers, they come. And when I tell you, once they do, they pop like popcorns, you know. And in the midst of that as well, I'm growing. I'm being that minister, I'm being that leader, and also at the same time, I minister to myself, because I don't know squat, you know, it's like, me, God, I'm going to be this minister, but I tell you, that's part of the growth, and I just ask God each and every time, like Sakina says, you know, the humility that you gain in your walk, in your growth with God is just so amazing, because you just get humbled more and more, and at the same time stay meek, ready to obey. Father, what have you want me to do? And I'm just so blown away. I'm so excited because tomorrow I don't know what God's gonna do, and that's the beauty of this walk, or being a minister, or being that leader, or being that representative for Him, because out of nowhere, He'll just put people right in front of your face. And that's what you ask for, the hungry ones. You don't waste time with people that are not hungry, you know. So, like, say, for example, I send out the invites in my Zoom. first time, then second time. If they don't come, that's it. I drop them off. Okay? And God will bring them on. You know, new ones, better ones that are really, really willing. And the desire, that's where it all starts. It's the desire of your heart. Okay? And if your heart says, and then it concurs with your head and says, yeah, go for it, then go. Because God wants you, your full submission, right? He don't want a half-assed job. Like Van was so, hot to trot, you know, talking about, yeah, I just begin. That's it. Just begin. Don't even ponder, think about it, assimilate it. What? It's going to happen 2 months, 3 months, whatever, 3 years? No. Then you're in that position. Just begin. You know, I hear people tell me, like, my gosh, you're so fierce. You know why? Because I'm faithful. I know where my focus is. Simply go to God, and He will lead the way. And I tell you, that walk is just so beautiful. It's so exciting. When I really reflect back, the fruit in my life, I mean, 5 years ago, I couldn't talk like this, you know, until now I connected with you guys, with Lawrence, you know. I mean, I just keep going. It's nonstop talking. And I really surprise myself sometimes, you know. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I said that. I said this, you know. But it is God who's doing all the works, you know. It is God, as you desire. You just let Him, let it flow. It's effortless once that happens, right? Natural. It's organic, right? So, yeah, it's really beautiful. Like I said, I remember, I'm going back to the Nepal trip. This one testimony that really stood out, it was a baby. The mother was talking about the testimony. We were in Pokhara. There's 2,000 people in this assembly hall, okay? And, of course, we're the guests, so we had the special chairs. And these guys, man, at least 1,500 of them were sitting on the floor. And I go, oh, maybe that has something to do with their diet because they have curry or turmeric. It's an anti-inflammatory spice, you know. And, boy, I sat there for hours on end. And it's really amazing to see. And they look at us and we look at them. We don't speak the same language. However, okay, the way we look at each other eye to eye, we just know we're in the family of God because we just have that love in our eyes and, you know, hey, family, you know, we don't speak the same language, but the language that you speak is you know, from God. Like, you just know that, you know, and it's, really very exciting to see these people, man. You've got to be there to witness all of that, right? So, and we can do it here. That was my inspiration. That was my encouragement. That's what I learned when I was there in Nepal and then bringing it back to the United States, you know. It may be slower here. However, you know, it can happen. You just keep going and keep asking God, you know, bring me these people that are really, really hungry. But anyway, that testimony in Nepal, the mother was talking about her child that was born. There was this glop on his eyes. It was some kind of infection. And I do have the pictures because she had it. And both eyes were like, I don't know, it's covered with this glob or some type of infection that was oozing out of the freaking eyes, okay? And so they ministered to this kid. All right. So that time we were there, he was already 3 years old, but they showed the picture and the overhead projection, the progression of what happened. It started one eye started clearing up and then eventually the other one did as well. But it's good to see the progression because you just know that God is in action healing this boy, you know, from an infant. And then now he's a toddler. And his eyes are very clear now. And I remember we had dinner and he was there and his family. I mean, he was, you know, talking in the Nepalese language. And but I understood because we were in the same van as they dropped us off in our hotel. And he said to actually me, he says, oh, you know, so happy to see you. When are you coming back to Nepal? Of course, there was an interpreter there. I just broke down and cried because, wow, what a witness this boy is, you know, from infant and now he's totally healed. I mean, the power of God, so powerful. And guys, we can do the same thing. We have that same gift, the power and the authority that we have, man, utilize it. Okay. I didn't used to know that part, but now that I do, man, I'm addicted. Who's next? You know, I want that power and that authority. I can heal the sick. I can raise somebody from the dead. And, it's so true, you know, and man, we just put it to practice, manifest that Holy Spirit gift, and boom, man, we were just like, we're walking, man. We're walk the talk and talk the walk, and let it flow with God, and He will lead it. Again, I'll just encourage you guys, we are the mouthpiece. We are the representative. Make it available. Okay? So now, like I said, we had the Thanksgiving Fellowship during Thanksgiving, and there were 6 new people. Man, I tell you, then make it available. You know, you just don't know who is really hungering and thirsting out there. We can talk about it and talk about it, but you know what? We also have to do our action and say, do it. Just begin. And God will do the rest, you know, and it's such a beautiful walk. I would not be any other way in my life right now, but just that pure walk with God. Simple. Don't make it complicated, you know, and just let it flow and let God do the works. We just open our mouth. We're the ones. So, yeah, that boy is beautiful. Last year he's 3 years old. He's 4 years old now. And his eyes are all clear. But, man, what a testimony. That is so solid, you know. And thank goodness the mom took pictures of the progression. I mean, it was left eye first, got healed, and then right eye, and then totally clear. And we can do the same here, UK, US, you know. And I see Lawrence's heart why he goes back all the time. Man, thankful for his life. And thank you, Kim, for making him go and taking forth at your home, and that he can do these things, you know, because, man, once you're there, you get so excited. And I can see Lauren's excitement. I can see why he keeps going, you know. And if you guys desire, put it in your heart to desire to go, man, What a thing. I'll go back. I'm sure I'll go back. And India as well. And, yeah, that's it. That's like, it's work, but it's God's work, so to speak. Again, it's our mouth, that will just do the work and God will do the rest. So, that's my sharing. I love you guys and keep on trucking on, looking to God. Love you guys. Mwah!
Thank you, Zakina. Thank you. You're always hot on the word. And that's beautiful testimony that you gave with that kid, 4 years old, that was healed. That is the norm. That is what's going to happen as we walk with God and as we are receiving His guidance in doing what He wants us to do. Because we can't see people's needs, but God knows people's needs. And now we have had this fellowship now for 3 hours, and look at everything that's been shared this evening with testimonies and visions of what people want, desires to see laborers. I mean, God says the harvest is full, but the laborers are few. And pray God that He will send out the laborers for us to hold forth the work to. And it's not for us to search and find these people who want to hear His word.
it's we are sowing the seed, and maybe not we maybe we are not seeing the harvest, but somebody else comes after us maybe and do this the watering, and then the seed will grow and people will come, because that's the way it is. And it's beautiful when we do what God inspires us to do. We are like children. We are not capable of doing anything by ourselves. And as kids, we always trust our parents. And God is our parent. God is our dad. So if we have a desire, wouldn't it be just a normal thing to do and ask God, I have this situation coming up and I don't know how to handle it. So Dad, how do I do that? And he won't turn his back on us. He will guide us. He will lead us. He will provide for us and he will help us, because he's a loving dad. He is a provider. He's our source for everything. And he is everything that we need. We don't need anything else. We know that the world has a lot of things to offer to us, but it's like eating junk food. It fills you up, but it doesn't give you what you need. It doesn't give you that nourishment for your body to be able to work, to be able to perform, to be able to function. And that's what God does, because he's 100% pure. He's 100% love. And he's always there for us. So his timing is always perfect. He's never late. He's always on time. We have two late sign-ons. And one is Zegve Ivan Gideon. I have not had the pleasure of meeting you or speaking to you previously. But obviously you must have found this website and have logged on to hear what's being presented. So if you have anything on your heart, Mr. Mersigva. Otherwise, there's also another person behind the iPhone signature whom I do not quite know who is. But if you are there and would like to say hello.
Andrew, baby?
Oh, yes, please. Hello, hello, hello.
God bless you, my dear brother. How are you?
I recognize that voice. Yes, I'm fine, thank you. How are you, yourself?
Good. I can't. I'm getting through some stuff, but as I pray and am so closer to God, he's showing me what to do, and so much easier to get through things if you have God Almighty on your side to encourage you and to lead you in the right direction. Thankful for that. But I have been getting so blessed with just trusting the Father. In my fellowships with people, just trusting him, like, kind of like Ethel was saying, just letting him lead you and guide you and show you what to do, because I think our tendency is to use our five senses and figure out how to solve problems. And sometimes you need to, what is there, one of them. Most important one to speak at times much, but one of those keys is don't walk by your senses. Let the Father show you what's going on. And he definitely will. And it's been a real blessing to me to have God work just the little things. It's so amazing. Like yesterday, God put it on my heart a blanket for a believer in our, well, this believer comes to both fellowships, very hungry. So I made arrangements, and he got an electric blanket and was so thankful to the Father. And of course, you often find out the back story. This blanket was really a godsend. They're having very cold weather, and his living situation isn't airtight like most homes. It's a mobile home. And this is just a huge blessing to him. The little things that the Father will work in your heart. And I'm just learning to listen to the Father. Just as soon as he shows me something, I just try to do it right away. Sometimes I miss it because I'm human like everybody else. But it's so wonderful how when the Spirit of God works within you, it's always accurate, it's always right on, and you can trust him. Even if your senses say, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would I call that person? They're at work. You listen to God and you call them. They say, well, I had the day off of work and I'm glad you called because you reminded me of this. Or, you know, I needed someone to pray with me about this. You know, there's a huge body of Christ out there. Many people that are born again of God. Speak in tongues or know the accuracy of God's scriptures, and they're out there and they're still children of God, and God can show you, is that person meek to become a laborer? Or sometimes you're just in their path because they're praying about a particular thing and you're the answer to their prayer. And then they get the results that God wants them to have. Why? Because you are an ambassador for Christ. You're seated in the heavenlies. You're spiritually, you have everything that Jesus Christ has. You have the faith of Jesus Christ, the ability to believe like Jesus Christ. Spiritual thing that's laying within you. No unbeliever can believe for some of the stuff we believe for. Because they don't have the Spirit of God within them. But with that faith of Jesus Christ and the righteousness of God and being justified, like that's something I've really been learning in my walk with God. Don't condemn yourself. That doesn't mean that you're not sorry that you did something. It's all right to make mistakes. And it's all right to admit that you did something wrong. That is just fine. In fact, God wants you to do it. But it says he's faithful and just that as we confess our sin or our mistakes, he's faithful us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You are righteous now. And at that point, your mind becomes in alignment with your spiritual blessing of being righteous, a spiritual, a sonship, whatever you want to call it. That's just a label. But, you know, you have Christ in you. You are justified. You are righteous. You're sanctified. You're set apart with a purpose to walk with the Heavenly Father and to do his will. And you most definitely are an ambassador. And it is just so wonderful to not condemn yourself if you blow it, but say, you know what, I'm going to learn from that. And if I blow it again, just probably will. We're imperfect, and we don't know at what point we start really getting some of this stuff. You know, it's amazing. Like today, a believer reminded me to speak in tongues much. God worked in her heart. And I said, you know, it's funny how God is. We can never outgrow the basics. Hearing the basic stuff like speak in tongues much, get quiet with the Father, you know, read his word. We can never out because we're all children of God. Even though we're adults, the word never calls us adults of God. We're always going to grow and learn. And we can be our best as we go out there in the world and we minister to people. You know, trust the Father and listen to him, even if it makes no sense. You're walking along in Walmart. That's one of my favorite places to witness. but I try to witness everywhere I go, and we are witnesses everywhere we go because we're lights of the world. We light this place up. You and I, with Christ in us, the hope of glory, walking in the power of God, we light because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, and we're renewing our minds, and we're walking with Him. It is an exciting walk. It's not some systematic thing like keys to renewing the mind, and you go over these keys. I mean, if that helps you, praise the Lord. But it's just holding close to the Father and really wanting to do things in accordance with His Word, His Scriptures, and in accordance with where He guides you and He leads you, because they're going to go hand in hand. It's very exciting walking with the Father. And no matter what's going on in our lives, even when we deal with hardships, lie and say we're not going through stuff. My goodness, we all go through stuff because we live in a broken, fallen world and things happen. But we have so much going for us because we can go to the Father. And we don't get like these things. We have such a great life. Even our worst day is better than some people's best day. You know, I walk along and I see people and the looks on their faces, and I can see that they're depleted of energy, of God's Spirit, at least in the renewed mind, even if they are born again. And I feel like the Lord Jesus Christ, where He had compassion for people because they were sheep having no shepherd, are their shepherds. You are the shepherds of the people out there, so to speak, that need God, that are lost, that are sheep having no shepherd, and you can help them and bless them. You need only walk in love and walk by the Spirit of God, and when you blow it, just get right with God and start again. Don't let the devil put you in condemnation and make you feel bad about the past. The devil's the great accuser. Don't use you. You tell him to go jump in the lake. I love you guys, and it's such a pleasure and a blessing that I was able to call in today, even though it was only for a short time. I had to work until 4, so I was unable to call in. But I love you guys, and I'm very thankful for all of your lives and your stands for God Almighty. And what God is way more thankful than I could ever be.
Amen and amen, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, that's beautiful. That is so true. Everything that you have to do is just walk with God and be conformed unto His desire for us. So, not unto this world, but unto God. Search Him in everything and know that He's our Father, He's our ability, He's our source for everything. He's our Dad. So, I would like to say thank you for everyone who has shared. And Zingva, you have raised your hand.
Amen. Praise King Jesus.
Praise God. Yes.
Amen. You called me, but I think maybe I was preparing, you know, in Uganda, this 1:28 and preparing for the prayer night, you know, I'm preparing for the prayer altar, but I can speak something like in 5 minutes. Is it okay?
I can't quite understand what you're saying. If you can speak.
Okay, can I speak like for 5 minutes?
You can speak. Yes, please.
Okay, thank you very much.
We have been on for 3.5 hours, so it's getting late for a few of us.
it's past midnight for a few of us. So, but if you can make it short, that would be nice.
Yeah, thank you very much. It is a blessing. Thank you very much, family. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. My name is Mwesigwa Ivan Gideon. Mwesigwa means trust. It is a blessing to be part of this family. It is a blessing, and I thank you, Pastor Lawrence. Thank you for giving me the invitation whenever you're having it. At times, I fail to be part, because at times I'm in ministry, at times I'm in crusades, at times I'm in conferences. Like right now, I'm preparing for the prayer altar. We are going to pray when I stop the call, like up to around 3 a.m. in Uganda. However, let me speak about two issues. I like prayer. Yes, please. I like prayer. I like evangelism. However, there are certain calls that I have a lot of calls that I've been receiving from the press of prayer. And I would like to share with you only two quotes. Quote number one, the Holy Spirit is the power of salvation. It's such a powerful quote to me, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel ignited. Then, quote number two, salvation is a journey of possibilities. So it means, it helps me, it encourages me a lot. And based on what I always hear from this platform, based on what I always get from you, in addition to the quotes that I get, I feel so encouraged. And I appreciate you so much. Whenever I come on, I'm blessed. I feel elevated. I feel edified. And I bless the Lord for making me part of this family, for making him part of the mighty running revival every day. So I was in a prayer. I always get prayers after these meetings. So these two prayer calls have blessed my life. They have ignited me. They have revived me than ever before. The Holy Spirit is the power of salvation. Then quote number two, again I say, salvation is a journey of possibilities. No matter what comes my way, no matter what I face, no matter what I face like it is impossible, one thing I know, one thing I believe, salvation is a journey of possibilities. So, thank you very much for the timing. I wanted to appreciate you and to give you those quotes. I'm really blessed. God bless you. And thank you for making me part of this family.
And thank you, too.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God. I can't really hear you. I think my phone is faulty. There.
Yes, your phone is...
Oh, God.
Your phone is very...
Okay, I'm okay.
Out also, so we can't... It's hard to
hear. Can you hear me okay, Carl?
It's not very good. It's not very clear. It's very cracky.
Really? That's my voice. I've had a bad cold.
Oh.
He might need to reboot it.
Well. Hello.
Yeah, somebody said that it may be a good idea to reboot your telephone, turn it off and turn it back on. But do you have anything on your heart now?
Since whatever. Sorry.
All right. If you have anything on your mind, please All right. I think that is the evening's last call. And thank you so much, each and every one, for your sharings and for your participation. And it's been beautiful to listen to all the things that God is inspiring us to do and to say and to share, because it's that's the way this body of Christ works. We are not individual people running around in all directions. We are a one body where Christ is the head, and God works within each and every one of us to perform according to the need of the body that we belong to. So if somebody has something to say and share this according to what is being inspired, that means it's beneficial to the rest of the body. And I feel this evening has been beneficial in many ways. And it's been very nice to listen to what people have the courage and the boldness and the freedom and the love to share with the rest of the body, because this is what it's all about.
Excellent. I'll give you a ride back. Okay. Yeah, just notice there's no chance.
ML, you got to mute.
I'm muting you. Okay. Yes, so that I would like to ask Van, please, if you are still awake, if you'd like to close us off with a word of prayer, brother.
Absolutely. Father God, I thank you for everyone on here. I thank you for the last man to share. I thank you for blessing his heart, watching over him and guarding him. I thank you for ML and for the internet and the phone, whatever's going on with that getting fixed. I thank you for how you love us and watch over us and guard us. I thank you that you work with in all of us. Kim had mentioned earlier about praying for all the world leaders, and I specifically want to thank you for all the world leaders, and that your heart is in their hands so that you could turn it whichever way that needs to be turned, so it'll be a blessing. We are the lights of the world, someone just shared, and Cassandra, I believe, and no. We are the thing that's holding back all the stuff that's going on. And we're allowed to have joy and peace and calmness here. So I thank you that you pour out the blessings upon all the believers, not just us, all the believers. And people who need to know your word, Father, bring them unto you. Give them someone that will speak your word. Put them in their path so they'll bring them and let them know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how he's in the grave for 3 days and in the ground, and he was risen after 3 days and by you and seated at your right hand. And anybody who confesses that with their mouth and believes with their heart is there now. We are literally seated in the heavenlies. And I just thank you for the power we have. It's not our power, it's your power through God in Christ in us. And I thank you for all that right now. And I just thank you for a great rest of the night for all of us, all the families that are represented here, and all the extended people, the people that weren't able to make it, just all the believers all over the world that you hedge of protection and guard and guide. And I thank you for all of that in the name of our living Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Van. Thank you so much to each and every one of you guys. And it's been a wonderful evening. I love you, each and every one of you. And thank you for having been following on. And let's also keep Lourdes and Mary and Frank in their prayers, and that they will experience great things for them to be able to share with us when they return on the net with us. So it's been a wonderful evening. And it's all because of God working within each and every one of us. So thanks to you guys, and thank you, God.
Yeah, absolutely. Given us this evening. Sid, I want to sing Ground Control to Major Tom.
Yeah, Frank, you're
great. I gotta go, guys. I gotta get my sleep. So God bless you all. Love you all very much.
Love thanks you, Jason.
Thanks, Tom Morton, for hosting a great fellowship again.
You're welcome.
Jason.
There you go. You're slaps down. So, yeah, Sid, where are you located?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, cool.
Rochester, New York. Gotcha. Mm. Okay, cool. It is cool there. I'm freezing here.
The moon is out. The moon is a full moon out.
Yeah, I'm cold here in St. Augustine. It's 65 degrees. I'm serious. I'm cold.
I miss Florida.
Oh, really?
I used to turn the heat on when I lived in Key West, and people would laugh at me, and I'd be like, no, it's cold. And now I'm in Pennsylvania, and like, I'm not even going outside. You're kidding me. Carl Morton, I'll come to Norway and visit you, but not until it's summer, sir. And even then, I'll
probably be. Summertime.
My brother lives in Alaska, and I've never gone to visit him. Yeah. I'm not a cold weather girl. I'm a Florida girl.
Me neither. I gotcha. Hey, I wanted to ask the guy that is from Rochester, did you happen to know Cindy Kingsley or Pluquits? She was from Rochester. I just wondered.
No.
A believer.
I lived in Seattle.
It's worth asking.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was raised in Rochester. Okay, Seattle. I'm from Oregon, but anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Good night, you all, and have a great good night, evening, or night, or whatever it might be in your part of the world. I'm going to bed. So thank you for everything, and love you all.